ജയം ശുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയം. നിത്യലീലാ പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാജ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് നാമാചാര്യശീല ഹരിദാസ് ടാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദിഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദകി ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ് പുരിധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് തോർ പ്രേമാനന്ദി. ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ്. All glories, all glories to Shri Guruvan Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namam Shripadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devim Gauravani Prajarini, Narvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshadarini. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ, ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ, ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധരഭവാർണവാൻ. ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവദാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷകൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ. മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ. ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാദസ്ത്വം നോ യത പ്രഭോ. നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമന തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം. ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദിതരതസ് ചാർത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൻ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവൈ മുഹ്യന്തി യത് സൂരയാ. തേജോ വാരിമൃദം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷാ ധാമ്നാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി. ധർമ്മപ്രോജ്ജിതകൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണം സതാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം. ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനികൃതേ കിം വാ പരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാത് അമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിപത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഹം. സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാം. യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം ഹനുവേദമവേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈപായനോ വിരഹകാതരമജ്ജുഹാവാം പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിമാനതോസ്മി. യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപമതിതീർഷദാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനുമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം. നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ. കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണു കൊണിതാദൃതാനനിന്ദോ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാം മുരാരേർ madhurinakkanikabi kabi kabi nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale shrimade bhakti vedanta swamini dinamini namaste saraswati devi gurumani prajarini nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshadharini Srimad Guru Jaranaravinda Bhyam Nama Vande Nandam Rajastrinam Padarenum Abhishtasha Yasam Harigadod Gidam Punadi Bhuvanatrayam Gopi Charanaravinda Paramanave Nama Pidambaram Karavirajita Chakrashankham Kaumodaki Sarasijam Karuna Samudram Radha Sahayamadi Sundaramandahasam Vadalayeshamanisham Hrudibhavayami Umalam Ujayan Venam Shamaloyam Kumaraga Veda Vedya Param Brahma Vasadam Puradomama Mugam Karodi Vachalam Pangam Lankayade Girim Yalkrupatamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam Shri Krishnaya Nama Shri Madhiradhyaye Nama Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda Om Parthaya Pradibodhidam Bhagavatam Narayanena Swayam Vyasena Graditam Purana Muninam Madhye Mahabharatam Advaita Amrutavarshini Bhagavatim Ashtadashadhyayinim Ambatvamana Sandadami Bhagavad Gide Bhavad Veshini Namostu Devyasa Vishala Buddhe Ullara Vinnayada Patra Netra Yena Tvaya Bharata Daila Purnam Prajwalido Jnanamaya Pradipa Prabhanna Parijadaya Totra Vetraiga Vanaye Jnanamudraya Krishnaya Gita Amrita Duhe Nama Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dugdha Gopala Nandana Partho Valsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahat Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanura Mardanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagad Gurum Bhishma Dronadada Jayadrata Jala Gandhara Nilolpala Shalya Grahavadi Krabena Vahani Karnena Vela Kula Ashwathama Bigarna Ghora Magara Duryodhana Martini Sotirna Kalubanda Vairanadi Kaivartaka Keshava Parashadya Vajasaroja Mamalam Yidartha Gandhol Kadam Nana Khyanaga Kesaram Harikatha Sambhodhana Bhodidam Lokai Sajjana Shalpadeira Haraha Pebiyamanam Muda Bhuyad Bharata Pankaja Kalimala Pradhum Sina Shreyase Mugam Karodi Vajalam Pangam Rangayade Girim Yalkrubadamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudramarudastvan Vandi Divyai Savair Vedai Sangapadai Krama Upanishadair Gayandiyam Samagaham Dhyana Avasthita Tadgadena Manasa Pashyandiyam Yogino Yasyantam Navidusvira Suraganai Devaya Tasmai Nama Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda
So, Krishna, after K.
killing Kuvalaya Pitham, the elephant, and pulling out the two tusks, handed over one of them to Balaram, and the other one he carried himself. And together they entered into the arena where wrestling was going to happen with Chanura and Mushtiya. So, at this point, Krishna noticed that this Kuvalaya Pitham's body is very huge, massive. It was lying on the middle of the road. He decided that it should be a problem if it lies there for people to come and go. And therefore what he did that, with his one of the tusk, he just lifted the whole body of the elephant and threw it away, as the, like the children play with the little things. In the same way, Krishna did that with the elephant's body. And it went and fallen half a mile away from there, from where this was happening. In Ramayana also you will see a similar incident happens with Ramachandra. When Dundubhi came, his head was there, and Ramachandra threw away that head. It's a massive head, very heavy. And when they saw this incident with the elephant, what Krishna has done, people remembered about what happened to Dundubhi in Ramayana. So, with the feet, it would have been probably difficult, but the tusk came very handy for Krishna. So, therefore, he decided to use the tusk and throw it away. While people were coming to the to watch the wrestling or the festival, what Kamsa has organized, when they are coming to watch the festival, he did not want that there should be a problem for them to come. And then it is difficult for them to remove it. So Krishna decided himself that he will do the cleaning up as well after killing Kuvalaya Pitham. So while they walked in, the whole auditorium was full with people, and in the middle of that, where the, like you can imagine, like the football stadium or something like that, the whole arena is right in the middle, Chanura and Mushtiya is standing there, and different sections for different people. For example, that the one part, the women from the Mathura, they have occupied. Another side, the rishis have occupied. Another, Brahmanas have occupied. Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men who have come from Vrindavanam, they have also taken their seats. And Krishna and Balaram walked right into the middle of the wrestling arena, where Chanura and Mushtiya were standing there. And when they saw that Krishna and Balaram walking in without any care for the world, right into the middle of the arena, they got a little angry with them. And they thought that these two kids, they just don't care for anything. They're just coming up to us. They don't recognize our position here. At least greeting the Chanura and Mushtiya and walking in, they expected that Krishna and Balaram would greet them and come in. They got so angry. Not only that, what made them more angry was when Krishna and Balaram walked in, most of the spectators who were sitting in the auditorium, they were all started cheering Krishna and Balaram from there. When they heard that, they got more upset. They were saying that Putana was killed by Krishna, Pralamba was killed by Balaram, and how beautiful they look. All these kinds of comments were coming from the audience there. And Krishna is like this. Krishna has a nature like that. Stavya stavapriya stotram. That is Krishna's nature. Stavyam stavapriya stotram. In the Vishnu Sahasranama you will see this. One of the names of Krishna. Stavya stavapriya stotram. Krishna loves to be glorified. Krishna loves to be glorified. Whenever there is a stuti, you can see in the Bhagavatam also, that is stavyam. Stavyam stavya stavapriya stotram. With the stotram, when you perform a stuti or glorification, Krishna enjoys that. That if anybody glorifies Krishna, Krishna goes up to them, and at least Krishna will look at them, who is glorifying. So, all these people who are sitting in the auditorium, when they started talking about the glories of Krishna, that Krishna was looking towards all of them who were talking about him, and Krishna was standing there. And when Chanura and Mushtiya saw that Krishna was looking at the spectators who were sitting in all over the auditorium around, and they were cheering Krishna, when they saw that, Chanura and Mushtiya felt that they have not been given any importance by the people, and they felt offended. So they got so angry, and they were thinking, these two, Chanura and Mushtiya, are paid by Kamsa. So they were thinking that Chanura and Mushtiya should have been glorified by the people, not Krishna and Balaram. So these two who have come, their attitude was like that. Somewhere from the forest, from faraway place, from Vrindavanam, from the forest, these two boys have come here. And are they going, is it that they have to be glorified here? This was their mood. Chanura and Mushtiya were thinking, why is that these two little boys who have come from the forest, they're getting glorified? And is there any point in telling them? So they got so angry. Chanura and Mushtiya got so angry. Chanura went up to Krishna, and he says to addressing both of them, Rama and Krishna, that at that time, when he addressed them like that, Krishna looked at him, that, they says to him that, Chanura and Mushtiya says to Krishna and Balaram, both of you have been brought here by the king, Kamsa, by the king, Kamsa, that, and Krishna was thinking inside, we were not brought here by invitation, that we have come on our own. We have decided to come anyway. But didn't say one word to Chanura and Mushtiya. And they say to him, but Chanura and Mushtiya says to Krishna and Balaram, the king wants us, me and Mushtiya, Chanura and Mushtiya, to fight with you two. And we heard that you have a lot of experience in fighting, in wrestling, because you used to do this in Vrindavanam. We heard like this, he said. So, when he said that, not only that, Chanura and Mushtiya said, we are professional wrestlers. We know this very well, how to fight. But, so let us start the fight and let the king get happy with that. Let the king get pleased with that. Chanura and Mushtiya is saying to Krishna and Balaram like this. And after all, it is the duty of the subjects to please the king. And that's our responsibility, isn't it? Chanura and Mushtiya says to Krishna and Balaram. So therefore, be prepared and come down for fighting. Chanura invites Krishna and Balaram for that. Krishna looked at them and says in the Bhagavadam, if you look at that verse, 38th verse, Balaha. Krishna's thinking about them. What he thought about them? Balaha. Krishna is saying, Balaha. Krishna thought himself, me fighting with you, he said, when Krishna said that, Chanura and Mushtiya thought that we are children, as though Krishna is telling them that we are children. That's what they felt. But Krishna is thinking, you are children for me. And what else? Vayam tulyabalehi. Tulyabalehi kridishyamo yathochitam. Bhaven niyuddham ma dharma sprishen mallasabhasada. Not only that, you both of you are huge body and very powerful. And fighting us, we two children fighting with you is not proper. This is what they thought. This is not their problem. And it doesn't match properly. We two little kids, Krishna and Balaram, fighting with this huge monstrous body like Chanura and Mushtiya and wrestling with them. So therefore, for the pleasure of the king, let's do the following, that between Chanura and Mushtiya, let them fight, because both of you are equal. And between us, Krishna and Balaram saying that we will fight each other, because it's a proper match, it matches properly, it matches very well. And seeing that, let the king get pleased. So in that verse you will see this. Bala vayam tulya bhalai kridishyamo yatho chidam bhaven yuddham ma dharma sprashen malla sabha sadaham. And Chanura is talking to them, talking to Krishna about that. And Chanura says, na balo na kishorastvam balascha balinam varaha lilaye bho hato yena sahasra dvibasattva bhran tasmad bhavadbhyam bilibiryo dhavyam nane yotravaihi mai vikramavarshneya balena sahamushtiyaham. Then what Krishna was saying, they did not understand. Krishna was saying, think before you start the fight. That's what Krishna is telling them. You think very well before you start this fighting. Krishna's mood was, there is nobody here to fight with me. Nobody is there to fight with me. Yes, there are sometimes some of my devotees, they can fight with me. Otherwise, in this creation, there is nobody there to fight with me. So, think million times before you get into this fight. At that time, Chanura says to Krishna, you are not children. You have the power of 10,000 elephants. And because you have just walked in, killing that elephant, which is very, very powerful, Kolaya Pitham. So if you are thinking like that, you can start the fight. And so both of them got ready to fight, and they have adjusted their clothes, everything, and Chanura wanted to face Krishna, and Balaram wanted to face, Mushtiya wanted to face Balaram, and all others were looking at that, this scene, and immediately, and then with this, the fighting started. So the next two chapters, 44 and 45, is killing of Kamsa. Let's read that. Shri Shuka Vacha Evam Charchida Sangalpo Bhagavan Madhusudana Asasadhada Chanuram Mushtigam Rohini Suta Hastabhyam Hastayor Badva Padhyam Eva Jabadayo Vijakar Shaduranyunyam Prasahya Vijigishaya Aratni Dve Aratni Bhyam Janubhyam Jaiva Januni Shirashishnora Sorasta Anyunam Abhijagnathum Paribhramana vicheva, parirambha avabadani, ulsarpana sapanaischa anunyam pratyarunthadam, uttavane irunnayane chalane stavane iravi, parasparam jigishandam, babam chakraduralmanam, tadbala balavadyudham sameda sarvayoshita, uju parasparam rajan sanukambhavarudhasham, mahanayam vada dharma esham rajasabhasadam, ye bela belavad yudham, ratio nu chandi vashyadaham. Kumadrasara sarvango, malo shailendra san nipau. Kochadi sukumarango, kishora o naptayo and o. Dharma vedikramo hyasya, samaja sidruvam bhavid. Yatra dharma samuddhishtem, nastayam tatrakar hichil. Nasabham pravishet prajna, sabhyadoshan and usmaran. Abruvan vibruvan matyo, narakil bishamasnute. Valgada Shatramavida Krishna Sevadanam Bujam Vichedam Shamavayuptam Palmagoshamivam Bhuvi Kimnabashyadaramasya Mukamadam Ralojanam Mushtigam Pradisamarsham Hasasam Rambashopidam Punyavada Vrajabho Yadayam Rlinga Gudapurana Purusho Vanachitramalya ഗാപാലയൻ സഹബലക്കുണയം ശവേണും വിക്രീടയാഞ്ജതി ഗിരിത്ര രമാചിതാംഗ്രീ ഗോപ്യസ്തഭാകിമചരന്യതമുഷ്യരൂപം ലാവണ്യസാരമസമോർധ്വമനന്യസിദ്ധം ദൃശി പ്രബന്ധ്യന് സവാഭിനവം ദുരാപം ഏകാന്തധാമേശസ ശ്രിയമൈശ്വരസ്യാം യാ ദോഹനി അവഹനനി മഥനോപലേഭ പ്രേംഘേഖനാർബരുദിദോക്ഷണമാർജനാദോ ഗായന്തി ചൈനമനുരക്തധിയാഹ അശ്രുകണ്ഡ്യഹ ധന്യാവ്രജസ്ത്രിയമുരുക്രമചിത്തയാനാഹം പ്രാതർവ്രജാദ്വജത ആവിശദശ്ച സായം ഗോഭിഃ സമം കുണയദോസനി ശമ്യ വേണും നിർഗമ്യതൂർണമലാപതി ഭൂരിപുണ്യാഹ പശ്യന്തി സസ്മിതമുഖം സദയാവലോകം ഏവം പ്രഭാഷമാണാസു സ്ത്രീഷു യോഗീശ്വരോ ഹരി ശത്രും ഹന്തും മനഃശ്ചക്രേ ഭഗവാൻ ഭരതർഷഭ സഭയാ സ്ത്രീഗിര ശ്രുത്വ പുത്രസ്നേഹശു ചാതുരൗ പിതരാവന്യുതപ്യേതാം പുത്രയോരഭുതൗ ബലം തൈസ്തേർന്ന് യുദ്ധവിധിർ വിവിധേരച്യുതേതരൗ യുധാദേ യഥാന്യോന്യം തദൈവ ബലമുഷ്ടികൗ ഭഗവത്ഗാത്ര നിഷ്പാദേർ വജ്രനിഷ്പേഷ നിഷ്ഠുരൈഹി ചാണൂരോ ഭജ്യമാനാംഗോ മുഹുർഗ്ലാനിമവാപഹ സശ്യേന വേഗമുൽപത്തി മുഷ്ടീകൃത്യകരാവുഭൗ ഭഗവന്തം വാസുദേവം ക്രുദ്ധോ വക്ഷസ്യ ഭാദദ നാചലത്തൽ പ്രഹാരേണ മാലാഹതമിവ ദ്യുപ ബാഹോർ നിഗൃഹ്യ ചാണൂരം ബഹുശോ ഭ്രാമയൻ ഹരി ഭൂപൃഷ്ടേ ബോധയാമാസാതര സാക്ഷീണ ജീവിതം വിസ്രസ്താകൽപകേശസ്ര ഇന്ദ്രദ്വിജൈവാപതൽ തഥൈവ മുഷ്ടിയ പൂർവം സുമുഷ്ട്യാഭിഹതേന വൈ ബലഭദ്രേണ ബലിന തലേനാഭിഹതോ ഭൃശം പ്രവേപിത സരുദ്രമുദ്ധമന്മുഖദോർദ്ധിത വ്യസൂപവതോർവ്യപസ്തേ വാദാഹതമിവാംഗ്രിപ തഥക്കൂടമനുപ്രാപ്തം രാമപ്രഹരതാം വര അവധീലീലയരാജൻ സാവജ്ഞം വാമമുഷ്ടിനാം തർഹേവ ഹി ശലകൃഷ്ണ പദാപഹത ശീർഷക ദ്വിധാ വിദീർണ സ്തോശലക ഉഭാവപി നിപേതതു ചാണൂരേ മുഷ്ടികേ കൂടേ ശലേ തോശലകേ ഹതേ ഗോപാൻമയസ്യാനാകൃഷ്യ തൈ സംസൃജ്യ വിചഹ്രതു വാദ്യമാനേഷു ദുര്യേഷു വൽഗന്ധൌ തദനൂപുരൌ ജനാ പ്രജഹൃഷു സർവേ കർമ്മണാ രാമകൃഷ്ണയോ ഹൃദയ കംസം വിപ്രമുഖ്യ സാധവ സാധു സാധ്വിതി ഹതേഷു മല്ലവരീഷു വിദ്രുതേഷു ജപോ ജരാഡ് ന്യവാലയത്സൂര്യാണി വാക്യം ചേതമുവാചഃ നിസാരേത ദുർവൃത്തോ വാസുദേവാത്മജോ പുരാ ധനം ഹരത ഗോപാനാം നന്ദം ബധ്നീത ദുർമതിം വസുദേവസ്തു ദുർമേത ഹന്യതാമാശ്വസത്തമ ഉഗ്രസേന പിതാ ചാപി സാനുക പരഭക്ഷക ഏവം വിഗതമാനേ വൈ കംസേ പ്രകുപിതോ വ്യയ ലഖിമോത്പത്യതരസ മഞ്ചമുത്തുംഗമാരുഹൽ തമാവിശന്തമാലോക്യം മൃത്യുമാൽപനമാസനാൽ മനസ്വി സഹസോത്ഥായ ജഗ്രഹേ സോസി ചർമ്മണി തം ഖൽഗപാണിം വിചരന്തമാശൂഷ്യേനം യഥാ ദക്ഷിണസവ്യമം വരെ സമഗ്രഹീ ദുർവിഷഹോഗ്രതേജ യഥോരകം താർഷസുത പ്രസഹ്യ പ്രഗൃഹ്യ പ്രേഷേഷുചൽ കിരീടം നിപാത്യരംഗോപരിതുംഗമഞ്ജാ തസ്യോപരിഷ്ടാൽ സ്വയമഭ്യനാപ പപാദ വിശ്വാശ്രയ ആത്മതന്ത്ര തം സംപരേതം വിജകർഷഭൂമോ ഹരിദ്യദേഭം ജഗദോദ്യുപശ്യത ഹാ ഹേതി ശബ്ദസുമഹാംസ്തദാപുൽ ദുദീരിത സർവജനേ നരേന്ദ്ര സ നിത്യദോദ്യുഗ്നദിയാദമീശ്വരം പിബൻപതന്മാ വിജനൻ സ്വപഞ്ചസ്വശ്വസൻ ദദർശ ചക്രായുധമഗ്രതോയ സ്തദേവരൂപം ദുരവാപമാപ തസ്യാനുജാഭ്രാതരോഷ്ടോ കങ്കന്യഗ്രോധഗാദയ അഭ്യതാവന്നതി ക്രുദ്ധാഭ്രാതുർനിർവേശകാരിണ തഥാരവസാംസാംസ്തു സംയത്താൻ രോഹിണീ സദാ അഖൻ അഹൻ പരിഗമുദ്ധിമ പശൂനിവ മൃഗാധിവ നേതുർദ്വന്ദ്വയോ വ്യോംനി ബ്രഹ്മേശാദ്യാ വിഭൂതയ പുഷ്പൈ കിരന്നസ്തം പ്രീത ശശംസു നനുദു സ്ത്രീയ തേഷാം സ്ത്രീയോ മഹാരാജ സുഹൃന്മരണദുഃഖിത തത്രാഭിയുർവിനിന്ദ ശീർഷാണ്യശ്രുവിലോചന ശയാനാൻ വീരശയാം പതിനാലിംഗ്യശോചതി വിലേപു സുസ്വരം നാര്യോ വിസൃജന്ത്യോ മുഹുശുച ആ നാഥ പ്രിയധർമ്മജ്ഞ കരുണാനാഥവത്സല ത്വയാ ഹതേന നിഹതാ വയം ദേ സഗൃഹപ്രജ ത്വയാ വിരഹിതാപത്യാ പുരീയം പുരുഷർഷഭ ന ശോഭദേ വയമിവ നിവൃത്തോത്സവമംഗള അനാഗസാം ത്വം ഭൂതാനാം കൃതവാൻ ദ്രോഹമുൽബണം തേനേ മാം ഭോദശാം നീതോ ഭൂതദ്രക്കോ ലഭേദശം സർവേഷാമിഹ ഭൂതാനാമേഷ ഹി പ്രഭവാപ്യയ ഗോപ്താജനവധ്യായി നക്വജിൽ സുഖമേധതേ. ശ്രീശുഗോവാച രാജയോഷിതമാശ്വാസ്യ ഭഗവാം ലോകഭാവന യാമാഹുർലൗകികീം സംസ്ഥാം ഹതാനാം സമകാരയൻ മാതരം വിതരം ചെയ്യ മോചയിത്വാദ ബന്ധനാൽ കൃഷ്ണരാമോ വന്ദാദേശരസാസ്പൃശ്യ പാദയോ ദേവകീ വസുദേവശ്ച വിജ്ഞായ ജഗദീശ്വരോ കൃതസംബന്ധനോ പുത്രോ സ്വസ്വജാതേ ന ശങ്കിതോ. ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ദേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ കംസവധോ നാമ ചതുശ്ചത്വാരിംശത്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. പഞ്ചചത്വാരിംശത്തമോധ്യായ ശ്രീശുക ഉവാച പിതരാ ഉപലബ്ധാർത്ഥോ വിദിത്വാ പുരുഷോത്തമ മാ ഭൂതി നിജാമായം തദാനജനമോഹിനിം ഉവാച പിതരാ വേത്യ സാഗ്രജാ സാത്വദർശഭ പ്രശ്രയാവന്ന പ്രീണം നമ്പ താതേതി സാദരം നാസ്മദോ നാസ്മത്തോ ഇവയോസ്താത നിത്യോത്കണ്ഠിതയോരഭി ബാല്യപൗകൊണ്ട പൗകണ്ഡ കൈശോര പുത്രാഭ്യാമഭവൻ കൊച്ചിൽ നലബ്ധോ ദൈവഹതയോർവാസോ നോ ഭവദന്തികേ യം ബാലാ പിതൃഗേ ഹസ്ത വിന്ദതേ വിന്ദന്തേ ലാളിതാമുദം സർവാർത്ഥസംഭവോ ദേഹോ ജനിതപോഷിതോ യഥയോര്യാദിനിർവേശം പിത്രോർമത്യ ശതായുഷ യസ്തയോരാത്മജകൽപ്പമാത്മാനാചനേന ച വൃത്തിം ന ദദ്യാതം പ്രേത്യ സ്വമാംസം ഖാദയന്തി ഹി മാതരം പിതരം വൃദ്ധം ഭാര്യാം സാധീം സുതം ശിശും ഗുരും വിപ്രം പ്രപന്നം ച കൽപ്പോ വിബ്രച്ഛസൻ തന്നാവകൽപ്പയോ കംസ നിത്യമുദ്ദിഗ്ന ചേതസോ ചേതസോ മുഖമേദേ വിധിക്രാന്ത ദിവസ വാമനർച്ചതോ തൽക്ഷന്തുമർഹതസ്ഥാത മാതർന്നോ പരതന്ത്രയോ അകുർവതോ വാം ശുശ്രൂഷാം കൃഷ്ടയോർദുർഹൃദാഭൃശം. ശ്രീശുകോവാച ഇതി മായാമനുഷ്യസ്യ ഹരേർവിശ്വാത്മനോ ഗിര മോഹിതാവംഗമാരോപ്യ പരിഷജ്യാപ്യദുർമുദം സിഞ്ചന്താവശ്രുധാരാഭിസ്നേഹമാശേന ചാവൃതോ നിഞ്ചിദൂജദൂരാജൻ ബാഷ്പകണ്ഠോ വിമോഹിതോ ഏവമാശ്വാസപിതരോ ഭഗവാൻ ദേവകീസുത മാതാമഹമുഗ്രസേനം യദൂനാമകരോ നൃവം അഹജാസ്മാൻ മഹാരാജ പ്രജാജ്ഞാപ്തുമർഹസി ജ്ഞപ്തുമർഹസി ഇയാദിശാബാദ്യതുബിർ നാസിതവ്യം നൃപാസനേ മൈ വൃത്യമുപാസീനേ ഭവതോ വിഭുതാദയ ബലിം ഹരന്ത്യമനത കിമുദാന്യേ നരാധിപ സർവാൻ സ്വാജാതി സമ്പന്നാൻ ദൃഗ്ദിഗ്ഭ്യാ കംസവയാകുലാൻ യദൂഷ്ണ്യന്തകമധു ദാശാർഹകോരാധികാൻ സഭാജിതാൻ സമാശ്വാസ്യ വിദേശാവാസകർഷിതാൻ ന്യവാസയൽ സ്വഗേഹേഷു വിത്തൈ സന്ദർപ്യവിശ്യകൃൽ കൃഷ്ണ സംഘർഷണഭുജേർ ഗുപ്താലബ്ധമനോരഥ ഗൃഹേഷു രേമിരേ സിദ്ധ കൃഷ്ണരാമഗതജ്വര വീക്ഷന്തോ ഹരഃ പ്രീത മുകുന്ദവദനാം ഭുജം നിത്യം പ്രമുദിതം ശ്രീമൻ സദയസ്മിത വീക്ഷണം തത്ര പ്രവയസോപ്യാസാൻ യുവാനോതിബലൌ ജസ പിബന്ധോക്ഷേർമുകുന്ദസ്യ മുഖാംബുജസുധാം മുഹു അഥ നന്ദം സമാസാദ്യ ഭഗവാൻ ദേവകീസുതാം സംഘർഷണശ്ച രാജേന്ദ്ര പരിശോജ്യേതമൂച്ഛതു പിതുര്യുവാഭ്യാം സ്നിഗ്ധാഭ്യാം പോഷിതൌ ലാളിതൌ ഭൃശം പിത്രോരഭ്യധികാ പ്രീതി ആത്മജേഷു ആത്മനോഭി സ പിതാ സാ ച ജനനി യൌ പുഷ്ണീതാം സ്വപുത്രവൽ ശിശൂൻ ബന്ധുഭിരുത്സൃഷ്ടാനകൽപ്പൈ പോഷരക്ഷണൈ യാതയൂയം വ്രതം താത വയം ജസ്നേഹദുഃഖിതാൻ ജ്ഞാദീൻവോ ദ്രഷ്ടുമേഷ്യാമോ വിധായ സുഹൃദാം സുഖം. ഏവം സാന്ത്വയ്യ ഭഗവാൻ നന്ദം സവ്രജമച്യുത വാസോലങ്കാരഗുപ്യാദേ അർഹയാമാസ സാദരം ഇത്യുക്തസ്ഥോ പരിഷ്വജ്യ നന്ദപ്രണയ വിഹ്വല പൂരയുന്ന ശ്രുവിർനേത്രേ സഹഗോപയവ്രജം യയോ അധ ശൂരസുതോ രാജൻ പുത്രയോ സമകാരയ പുരോധസ ബ്രാഹ്മണൈശ്ച യദ്ദാവദ്വിജ സംസ്കൃതിം തേഭ്യോ അദാ ദക്ഷിണോ ഗാവോ രുക്മമാലാ സ്വലം കൃത സ്വലം കൃതേഭ്യ സമ്പൂജ്യ സവത്സാ ക്ഷൗമമാലിനി യാ കൃഷ്ണരാമ ജന്മക്ഷേ മനോദത്ത മഹാമതി താശ്ചാ ദദാദനുസ്മൃത്യ കംസേനാധർമ്മതോ ഹൃദ തതശ്ച ലബ്ധ സംസ്കാരോ ദ്വിജത്വം പ്രാപ്യ സുവ്രതൌ ഗർഗാദ്യകുലാചാര്യൻ ഗായത്രമൃതമാസ്ഥിതവും പ്രഭവോ സർവവിജ്ഞാനം സർവജ്ഞോ ജഗദീശ്വരോ നാന്യസിദ്ധാമലജ്ഞാനം ഗുഹമാനോ നരേഹിതൈ അഥോ ഗുരുകുലേ വാസമിച്ഛന്ത ഉപജന്മതു കാശ്യം സാന്ദീപനീം നാമ അവന്തിപുരവാസിനിം യഥോപസാദ്യതോ ദാന്തോ ഗുരോ വൃത്തിമനിന്ദിതം ഗ്രാഹയന്ത ഉപേതൌ സ്മ ഭക്ത്യാ ദേവമിവാദൃതൌ തയോർദ്വിജവരസ്തുഷ്ട ശുദ്ധഭാവാനുവൃത്തിഭി പ്രോവാച വേദാനഖിലാൻ സാംഗോപനിഷദോ ഉപനിഷദോ ഗുരു സരഹസ്യം ധനുർവേദം ധർമാന്യ അയഭതാം തഥാ തഥാ ചാന്വീക്ഷികി വിദ്യാം രാജനീതിം ജഷഡ്വിധാം സർവം നരവരശ്രേഷ്ഠോ സർവവിദ്യാപ്രവർത്തകോ സകൃന്നികതമാത്രേണ തോ സംജഗൃഹദുർനൃപ അഹോരാത്രേശ്ചതുഷ്ട്യ സംയത്തോ താവതീ കല ഗുരുദക്ഷിണയാചാര്യം ചന്തയാമാസദുർനൃപ ദ്വിജസ്തയോസ്തം മഹിമാനമത്ഭുതം സംലക്ഷ്യരാജന്നതിമാനുഷീം മതിം സമ്മന്ത്രപത്ന്യാ സമഹാർണവേ മൃതം ബാലം പ്രഭാസേ വരയാം ബഭൂവഃ തദേത്യദാരുഹ്യ മഹാരഥൗരഥം പ്രഭാസമാസാദ്യ ദുരന്തവിക്രമോ വേലാമുപവ്രജ നിഷീദക്ഷണം സിന്ധുർവിദിത്വാർഹണമാഹരത്തയോഃ തമാഹ ഭഗവാനാശു ഗുരുപുത്ര പ്രതീയതാം യോസാവിഹ ത്വയാഗ്രസ്തോ ബാലകോ മഹതോർമിണ സമുദ്രവാച നൈവാഹാർഷമഹം ദേവ ദൈത്യപഞ്ചജനോ മഹാൻ അന്തർജലകൃഷ്ണ ശങ്കരൂപധരോ സുര ആസീതനാഹൃതോ നൂനം തച്ഛ്രുത്വാ സത്വരം പ്രഭൂ ജലമാവിശദം ഹത്വാ നാപശുദരേർഭകം തതുംഗ പ്രഭം ശംഗമാധായ രഥമാഗമത് തത സംയമനീം നാമയമസ്യ ദൈതാം പുരീം ഗത്വാ ജനാർദന ശംഖം പ്രതദ്മോ സഹലായുധ ശംഖനിർഹ്രാദമാകർണ്യ പ്രജാ സംയമനോയമ തയോ സപര്യാം ഹതിം ചക്രേ ഭക്തിയുപബ്രംഹിതാം ഉവാചാവനത കൃഷ്ണം സർവഭൂതാശയാലയം ലീലാമനുഷ്യ ഹേ വിഷ്ണു യുവയോ കരവാമഹിം ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാച ഗുരുപുത്രമിഹാനീതം നിജകർമ്മനിബന്ധനം ആനയസ്വ മഹാരാജ മച്ഛാസന പുരസ്കൃത തദീതി തേനോപാനീതം ഗുരുപുത്രം യദൂത്തമോ ദത്വാസു ഗുരവേ ഭൂയോ വൃണീഷ്വേതി തമോച്ചതു ഗുരുരുവാച സമ്യക് സമ്പാദിതോ വത്സ ഭവദ്ഭ്യാം ഗുരു നിഷ്ക്രിയ നിഷ്ക്രയ കോനു യുഷ്മദ്വിതകരോ കാമാനാമവശിഷ്യതേ ഗച്ഛതം സുഗൃഹം വീരോ കീർത്തിർവാമസ്തു ഭാവനി ചന്ദാംസയാദയാമാനി ഭവന്തിഹ പരത്ര ച ഗുരുനൈവോ നിജ്ഞാതോരധീനാലിരാം ഹസ ആയാതോ സുപുരം ദാദാ പർജന്യനദേന വൈ സമനന്ദൻ പ്രജാ സർവാ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ രാമജനാർദ്ദനോ അപശ്യന്തോ ബഹുഹാനി നഷ്ടലബ്ധതനായിവ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യാം സംവിതായം ദശമസ്കന്ദേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ ഗുരുപുത്രാനയനം നാമ പഞ്ചചത്വാരിംശത്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ These chapters is talking about the killing of Kamsa, and Krishna and Balaram walked into the arena, and Shanura and Mushtiya, they invited Krishna and Balaram to fight. Krishna spoke to Shanura and Mushtiya, "We are children and we don't have the capacity, we are not strong enough like you, and whether we could fight with you or not, we don't know." In this way, in a very nice way, Krishna spoke to Chanura and Mushtiya. But Chanura's response was very heavy. Chanura says to them that get into the arena and start fighting. Chanura was spoke in a very harsh tone to Krishna and Balaram. Then, from then onwards, you will see there in the 44th chapter, the fighting started. Fighting started. Aratni cha aratnibhyam, third verse. Janubhyam chaiva januni, shira shirshno raso rasta anyonim abhijagmatu. Then, aratnibhyam. That means with the elbow, fighting with the elbow, and with the fist, fighting with the fist, punching each other, and holding both the hands together, and running in circles to show each other their strength. There's no weapons used in this fight. Only you have to fight physically with the hands and the body. So, they started fighting in this way. For some time, Krishna enjoyed it, fighting with him, for a little while. Bhushan is finding it interesting because Krishna enjoys fighting with people who had some energy to fight. That's why in the Vishnu Sahasranam you will see a name for Krishna, Ranapriya. Ranapriya means he likes to fight, provided he gets a proper match to fight. Krishna won't like to fight with us lot. Vitamin tablets. What Krishna will fight with us? If he sees us, Krishna will say, he will bless us and send us away from there. He won't like to fight with people like us. But when Chanura and Mushtiya came, Krishna enjoyed fighting. Like you will see in the Mahabharata, in the Bhagavatam, took few instances where Krishna enjoyed fighting. Krishna enjoyed fighting with Hiranyaksha. Krishna enjoyed fighting with Hiranyakashipu. Similarly, enjoyed fighting with Ravana. And personalities who are strong, who has some capacity to fight, Krishna likes to fight with them. Imagine Krishna fighting with us. So both Chanura and Mushtika are very powerful people and good fight, punching each other very strongly. And therefore, Krishna did not want to kill them straight away. He wanted to take his own time because he was enjoying the fight with Chanura and Mushtika. Just like they say that when you have something very, very tasty, something is given in a feast, and you won't straight away swallow it. You will eat it, chew it nicely, and relish it very much before eating it, when something is very nicely prepared in the feast. Similarly, Krishna has got somebody nice to fight with. So Krishna is enjoying that. So he fought with Chanura. After a while, Krishna started saying, it's not good to allow them to think too much about that. But Krishna won't allow that to go beyond a certain limit. Chanura was trying hard with all his techniques, what he knew, but nothing was working. So finally he tried the last technique. And suddenly with his fist, where he strongly decided to punch on Krishna, he jumped into the air. And then he was coming down from the sky to jump on Krishna, just like the Garuda and the big birds, they suddenly drop into the water to catch the fish. In the same way, he was coming down. You can see they have mentioned that. Twenty-first verse. Nashyena vegam ulpatya mushti kritya karavubhav bhagavandam vasudevam krudho vakshasya bhadata. So there Chanura wanted to come from the sky, jumping from the sky, and wanted to punch on Krishna's chest very strongly. So Krishna thought Mahalakshmi is there in the chest, isn't it? So if he punches there, she won't be able to bear that. So when he came down from the sky, when he punched Krishna, Krishna blocked it with the hand. And then what did Krishna do? When he jumped on the ground, Krishna held him with both the hands. Afterwards, he couldn't touch the ground anymore. He took Chanura by both the hands and started spinning him around his head a few times. He spun Chanura around his head because Krishna wants to give him liberation. Now this person hasn't got anything into his credit. He hasn't practiced any spiritual life in his life. He hasn't done anything, but Krishna wants to offer him liberation. So he hasn't chanted the holy name. He hasn't practiced anything, so to say, any spiritual activity. So what Krishna decided was, at least let him circumambulate me a few times. That is why he spun him around his head a few times, because that's a circumambulation, isn't it? When you go around the deity, you circumambulate like this. So Chanura got an... Krishna arranged that for him. Even circumambulation for Chanura, Krishna has arranged. And he circumambulated a few times and then threw him out. That when he threw, Bhu Prishte, 23rd verse, Pothayamasa Tarasa Kshina Jividam Visrasta Visrasta Kalpageshasra Indra Dvaja Vivapatat. And spun him and gave him a good punch. And when Krishna punched Chanura, that those who were sleeping in the audience, even they woke up. The punch was so strong, the sound of the punch. With that punch, the whole earth shook. Chanura was released from his body. He left, he died. So when they saw this, Balaram was noticing this, that Chanura is gone. Immediately, Balaram punched Mushtiya. Mushtiya also died. Chanura and Mushtiya died. He had some friends with them, similar wrestlers, but smaller than them, who couldn't have the same strength like Chanura and Mushtiya. Their names are mentioned there. Kudan, Shalad, Toshalaga. Five people are mentioned there. And Krishna and Balaram started killing them, and they were all killed, but by now there were so many other fighters as well, wrestlers. They got frightened and they ran away from there. They didn't stay there anymore. There was nobody to fight now. Fighting was over. Wrestling match is over. Both Chanura and Mushtiya is dead. So Kamsa has arranged people to drummers to play the drums. While fighting is going on, everybody should enjoy that. And Kamsa has organized these people to play the drums. And he has brought these people from somewhere, far away place. And they were playing the drums very well. Kamsa has paid them a lot of money to come to play the drums. Because he wanted that this fight everybody should enjoy. And it was in the morning hours. And they were beating the drums very well. They were not looking at what the fight was going on. Fight is going on, they know, so they kept banging the drums very well. They thought our duty is to play the drums. Sometimes what happens is, people who are playing the drums, they don't know when to stop it. Sometimes in the temples also you will see this. They will be playing outside the drums, and when the deity room is open, after the offering of everything, and when the visitors are going in, they are supposed to stop the drum. But they may not be aware that the darshan time is on now. So they'll continue playing drum. Then somebody has to go and tell them, look, that it is open for darshan, you have to stop playing the drum. Only then they will stop it. Similarly here, also, they continue beating the drum. Chanura and Mushtiya is finished. But they didn't look at that. They kept on playing the drum. And Kamsa didn't like it. Kamsa has arranged these people to kill Krishna and Balaram, these Chanura and Mushtiya. And they have been killed, and these people are playing the drum still. And you can imagine how Kamsa felt then. So, and he has paid for them as well to come and play the drums. So, so when there was nobody to fight, Krishna and Balaram is looking at everybody. Some of the cowherd boys came there. They wanted to wrestle with Krishna in the arena and show to Kamsa how to wrestle. They wanted to show this to Kamsa. So, so Kamsa got so angry at that time that they are using the arena for them to play each other, Krishna and Balaram, with the other boys. So he says, and these people are playing the drum for them. Seeing all this, Kamsa got so angry, He says there, get it off them from here, these drummers. And he was ordering them, all of them, to do it. And he was shouting a lot of things, because when Kuvalyapidam was killed, Kamsa already had a warning that something is going to happen. Now Chanuran Mushti has gone. Kamsa is more or less certain that something is going to happen now. So he was shouting at his highest volume to his servants, then get it off these drummers from there, get it off all those boys from there, kill Ugrasena, my father, Ugrasena, kill him, and then get it off that Vasudeva and Devaki from the prison, kill them as well. Find out where that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, all their property should be confiscated. In this way, he was giving instruction after instruction to everybody. And although he was instructing Krishna at that time, from the arena, he reduced his weight and jumped into the sky. Krishna had the yoga Aishwarya Siddhis, isn't it, with him, different Aishwarya Siddhis. He can make the body lighter than the lightest and heavier than the heaviest when he wants it. So Krishna is coming through the air towards Kamsa. Kamsa is sitting on the stage, on his throne. He is sitting there with the sword and the shield, everything in the hand. When he saw Krishna was coming through the sky towards him, he got up from the seat, pulled out the sword and the shield in the hand, and ready to fight. Krishna didn't go to fight with Kamsa. All Krishna wanted to say to Kamsa was, please release my parents from the prison. Vasudeva and Devaki was in the prison, isn't it? And to say this, the nephew has gone to the uncle. And when the nephew comes to talk to the uncle, uncle is standing there with the shield and the sword in the hand, ready to fight. So Krishna had to make sure that he doesn't get hurt by Kamsa's sword. So as soon as he got there, when he saw that Kamsa got up with the shield and the sword in the hand, Kamsa went and held his hand, Kamsa's hand. Krishna went and held Kamsa's hand. Kamsa tried to shake away from him. What to say? In that process, Kamsa, with all his problems in his head, he tried to shake Krishna off from there. In that process, he fell on the ground. And the way he fell was, when he fell down, Krishna has come and fallen on top of him, on top of the uncle. So now he has fallen on the top of the uncle. You can't say that Krishna has killed Kamsa, can you? His nephew, isn't it? And the uncle. Kamsa is uncle. So we can't say like that. So both of them together fell. Only thing is, what happened in that process was Kamsa was underneath, Krishna was on the top. And the result was that when Krishna fell on Kamsa, Krishna thought that millions of universes are within his body. So all that weight was there in Kamsa, in Krishna. And that heavy weight has fallen on Kamsa. With that, Kamsa left his body. Shukha Brahmarshi says there, Kamsa is a very, very, very fortunate person. Very, very fortunate person. Because for a very long time, fearful of Krishna, Kamsa had been living. Isn't it? Fearful of Krishna. Asinam sambhishasthishtan munjanam paryatan mahim. You can see earlier that verse. While sitting, while walking, while eating, while sleeping, all the time thinking about Krishna. In this way, he said, that is why you will see there, the 39th verse, that tadeva
tadeva rupam duravapam apa sa nitya dodigna dhyatam ishwaram piban vadanva vicharan sopan shwasan dadarsha chakrayudam agradoya tadeva rupam duravapam apa.
Verse 39 in 44 chapter. Krishna is like that whoever thinks about him a lot,
Whoever thinks about him, Lord. Krishna doesn't think how you thought about him, in a right way or a wrong way. Doesn't matter. As long as you think about him, he is happy. Krishna is happy about that. So, if you go to see Krishna in the temple also, he doesn't ask you, which door did you come to the temple? Which door you have come in? In the similar way, Krishna doesn't ask anything. So, as long as you come to Krishna, he'll give you prasadam, somehow. So, similarly, in the same way, whether you come through lust, whether you come through hate, whether you come through bhakti or love, or whether you come through fear, that's not important. Gopya Kamad, in the seventh canto you will see. Gopya Kamad, Bhayal Kamsa, Deshya Chaidyadayo Nurba, Sambando Vrishnaya, Snehad Yuyam, Bhaktya Vayam Vibhu. Different people have come to Krishna in a different roads. Gopis have come through lust. Kamsas come through fear. And Shishubala comes through hate. Pandavas came through love. Narada Maharshi came through bhakti. So, yuyam bhaktya vayam vibho. So, whichever way you come to Krishna, Krishna mana samavesya, only important thing is the mind should be absorbed in Krishna. And then he will get liberated. So, Kamsa is very fortunate person. He got liberated. He got Sarupya Mukti. In the same form like Krishna, Vishnu form in the Vaikuntha planet. He goes back there. Then, afterwards there is a confusion there altogether. Krishna Kamsa has four brothers as well. Balaram beat them to death. Kill them all. By now, all the important ministers, they all come together. In the middle of all these things, another scene is going on there. What's that? Kamsa's wives, they have all started crying. Husband is dead. Hairs were all loose. And then they covered themselves with white clothes. And they come and fallen on Kamsa's body. And they were crying for Kamsa. And that was, they were crying so loudly. And look at the way they were crying. It's mentioned there in the 44th chapter. You will see the verse 45. Ha Nadha Priya Dharmanya Karuna Nadha Valsala Toya Hatena Nihada Vayamde Sagriha Prajaha. Kamsa is dead and he's lying there and they're talking to him. They're turning to him and telling him that you have left us. They're telling Kamsa. Then, Anagasam, 47th verse, Anagasam tvam bhudanam kritavan droham ulbanam tene maam bho dasham nido bhuta drikko lebhe dasham. They're saying to him, you have given lot of trouble to very innocent sadhu people, people who are very pious and poor. You have given a lot of trouble to them. So, is there any, they are saying this one side, that you have left us. And the other side they are saying, it's not surprising at all this has happened to you, for what you have done. So they said both. On the one side they said to Kamsa that you have left us, and they are feeling separation from Kamsa. On the other side they are telling him, that it's not surprising that this has happened to you, because what you have done to others, to devotees, and to the brahmanas and the yadavas, what you have done. So, as far as they are concerned, if somebody is dead, you have to cry a little bit. That they have done as an official way, it was done. That's the system, whatever it may be. We are not interested in that part of it. But, Krishna, after killing Kamsa, with Balaram, goes to find out where Vasudeva and Devaki is locked up, and went up to them. And then he called the ministers there, asked them to open up the prison. Told them to open up the prison, and the prison was opened. As soon as the prison was opened, Krishna and Balaram fell at their feet and paid their obeisances to Vasudeva and Devaki. To Vasudeva and Devaki. It's a famous obeisances from Krishna in that. When Krishna and Balaram together paid their obeisances,
Immediately, Vasudeva remembered about that scene, what happened at the time of birth. Tamalbhudam balagamambujayakshanam chadurbhujam shankagadaryudhaidam srivalsavaksham galashobhagaustubam pidambaram sandravayodasaubhagam maharhavaidu irakiridakundaladvusha parishvakta sahasrakundalam uddhamakanjangadakanganadivir virojamanam vasudeva maikshada. What Vasudeva saw at the time of appearance, the same feeling he got when they saw Krishna and Balaram paying their obeisances. Thinking all that, Krishna and Balaram were standing there with both hands folded. And while paying the obeisances, Krishna is thinking like this, that if Vasudeva and Devaki start thinking about us, that we are God, we are gods, then they won't give us anything, not even a drink. Nothing will be given. So, it can happen that they will think gods don't get hungry or thirsty. If they start thinking like nothing will get from our parents. So therefore, every time Krishna and Balaram has to act in such a way that they are human beings. Krishna martyam upashritya. Always they have to act in this world like they are ordinary human beings. So, what they did was, they got up from the floor, they got up, and they are saying to Vasudeva and Devaki, that till now, we didn't come and take you out of this prison. Is that why you are feeling upset with us, that it took such a long time? Why are you not saying anything? Like this, Krishna and Balaram was talking to them in such a way, that Vasudeva and Devaki has completely forgotten. Immediately they thought, oh, this is our children, Krishna and Balaram, they are our children. And Krishna is saying to Balaram, is saying to Vasudeva and Devaki, we couldn't do anything. After all, we were small kids, weren't we? This is how the reply was. And because we couldn't do anything, we were small children, that is why we didn't come for so long. It's like that. Now we got an opportunity to do that. We had come and got a little bit strength also to fight. So, should not feel bad about us. Krishna and Balaram is apologizing to Vasudeva and Devaki. So, and Krishna is saying there that those children who do not look after their parents, their flesh will be cut off and fed to the birds. We have heard like that before. Krishna and Balaram is saying this to Vasudeva and Devaki. So, and then saying this, they are again paying obeisances to Krishna and Vasudeva and Devaki and shouldn't get upset with us. At that time, seeing that childish nature of Krishna and Balaram, Vasudeva and Devaki suddenly felt that parental attachment towards them and held them strongly, embraced them very well. And Vasudeva kept Krishna on his lap and says to Krishna, I have nothing against you. I'm not upset with you. Like this, at least now you felt like coming and saving us from this hell. And we are satisfied with that. By now Krishna understood that Vasudeva and Devaki is thinking about us as though they're children. See how every time Krishna has to switch from one to another. Every time when he does something unusual, then everybody feels about Krishna and Balaram, they're gods. Then Krishna has to bring them back into their human consciousness. And therefore he has to act in that way. So from this you can understand, from this incident, that anything happens to any one of us in this world, Krishna, who is situated within our heart as the super soul, what he thinks should happen to show to us how much super soul in control of the situation in each one of us. This is only an incident with Vasudeva and Devaki, but it's also pointing out to us that if the super soul, which is Krishna within the Anantaryami inside, what he wants to happen, accordingly, our thinking, actions, everything will follow. That is how it is. It will follow. So there Krishna has a button inside which if we process to control our mind, how it should operate, isn't it? So therefore, to understand from this, that our prayer to Krishna is always that you should control our mind in such a way, what is that is proper, appropriate, what you feel. Not to think that we have the control on everything. We don't have any control. How it will happen, things will happen in this world, we don't know. Things can happen in so many different ways. And it's always Antaryami inside situated who controls us very precisely, and accordingly we are acting, like Vasudeva and Devaki was acting, to show to us how much Antaryami controls us at every moment in our life. So sometimes we say that that when things go wrong in life, you have to remember, why did I do this? Why did I go wrong in that way? It is this point that Krishna has the power to control us in the right way. Krishna has the capacity. And in many instances, Krishna has shown this, how he can control others' thinking and actions. The thinking capacity and the ability to act, both are completely being controlled by the Antaryami inside. You will see in Krishnavataram this particular thing many, many times. Many, many times. In one instance, that Brahmana's children who have gone to Vaikuntham, Krishna has brought them back from there to here. Isn't it? Similarly, Krishna can take children from here and take them to Vaikuntham also. Both you will see in the Bhagavatam. Children who were sent back to Vaikuntham from here. Krishna has sent many people from here to Vaikuntham. Isn't it? Vaikuntham planet. Many demons were sent there. Many devotees are also sent there. So, Krishna has the freedom to bring the people from spiritual world to here and from here to the spiritual world. Both. Both you find in the Bhagavatam. Krishna has got that freedom to do that, what he wants to do. So, after freeing Krishna, Vasudeva and Devaki from the prison, whom did Krishna go to next? Ugrasena, the granddad. He is staying there in the legs are all chained by Kamsa. And he is sitting in the room, completely under shackles. So Krishna told them to remove all the chain from there and paid obeisances to Ugrasena. And says to Grandad, you should bless us, he said. Ugrasena said, after all, you had come and saved us all from here, isn't it? Ugrasena says. So Krishna says to Ugrasena, now we haven't got much time to talk. The king has gone. We need another king. And we have to arrange for your coronation. We have to put you on the throne. And you will be the king now, he says. There is nobody to rule this kingdom. And the king is dead, isn't it? So, Krishna organizes everything through the ministers for the installing him on the throne. And says to Ugrasena, you should rule the kingdom from now on. Ugrasena says to Krishna, that cannot, it's not possible. Look at me, he says, I am so old now. What can I rule? My body is not even under proper control. First of all, I am very, very old. Not 115 years he was at that time. And my mind is also all not very stable. It's going in all directions, can't remember anything, probably dementia or whatever. Ugrasena had all that problems. And even if you put that crown on my head, he's shaking like this, Ugrasena. Ugrasena's head is shaking. He said, crown won't stay there. He said, it'll fall off from there. So Krishna says to Ugrasena, Grandad, don't talk to me like that, he says. You shouldn't say like that. We are all children. And if we start ruling, it won't work. We don't know anything about administration and everything.
Krishna held his hand and told him that everything is organized for your installation, and brought him and put him on the throne. And then what did Krishna do? Krishna took the crown himself and told the Acharya to chant the mantras, appropriate mantras, saying this, and Krishna put that crown on Ugrasena's head, and put it on Ugrasena's head, and told the crown to stay there without moving from there. And at that point, Shukamba Maharshi says there, that when Krishna put that crown on Ugrasena's head, crown became very stable, head also, which was shaking before, became very stable. Afterwards, the crown has never moved. What is this? Ugrasena thought, everything has changed. So he got up and went and looked at the mirror himself. When he looked at the mirror, what does Bhagavatam say? If you look at the 45th chapter, 19th verse, he says, Tatra pravayaso opyasan yuvano dibalav jasa pibando chair mukundasya mukhambuja sutham muho. Mukhambuja sutham muho. Tatra pravayaso apyasan yuvano adi balaujasa pibando akshair mugundasya mukhambuja sutham muhu. Ugrasena, when he looked at the mirror, he felt that I am a very young man, looks 20 or 25 years old. And so he started looking all around him. He was thinking, is anybody looking at me? Because there's such a change in the body, isn't it? Not only that, when he looked around, all those who were looking at Ugrasena, they have also become young. Everybody was looking very, very young. Nobody was there who were old. Everyone was very young. So Parikshit asked Shukabrahmashi, what did Krishna do? What did Krishna do? How did this happen? And what was the special tonic Krishna has given to Ugrasena for this? And Parikshit, Shukabrahmashi says to Parikshit, nobody has found out that tonic yet. What he has found out? That how did all these old men who were there, Ugrasena's age group, you can imagine 100, 115 like that, they all became suddenly young. But why? That's what he's saying here. Mukundasya mukhambuja sutham muhu, he says here. Pibando achair mukundasya mukhambuja sutham muhu. That is the answer for that. Mukhambuja sutham muhu. That when they all looked at Krishna, that this was sufficient. They just saw Krishna's face, and looking at them, their beautiful face and the beauty of that, suddenly they all changed themselves. See? Tatra pravayaso pyasan yuvano ti balau jasa pibando chair mugundasya mukhambuja sudham muhu. Mukhambuja sudham muhu. Mukham, Krishna's mukham face, ambujam, the lotus face, sudha, the nectar of beauty of that, nectar of seeing Krishna's beautiful face. Mukhambuja sudham muhu. Just by drinking that beauty, they all became young. They all became young. So, that simply by Krishna's smile, beautiful smile, they all became very young. Is there anything more surprising than this? So, what it is indicating to us is, if you keep Krishna in the heart all the time, if you keep looking at Krishna all the time, and if you keep talking about Krishna all the time, even the body will not experience the miseries of this world. Miseries of this world. Such a power it has got, Krishna has. So they started, even if you think about Krishna, that is sufficient. The problems of the material, miseries of the material body will not cause any difficulties. So, so you remember in the Ramayanam there is a story of Sambhaji. Sambhaji's wings came back after seeing Ramachandra, isn't it? When they heard about Ramachandra's story, Sambhaji's wing has come back. The wings were, Sambhaji's wings were lost and he was lying there on the ground. But as soon as Anjaneya Swami and others came and spoke to Sambhaji,
about Ramachandra. His wings came back. This story is there in the Ramayana. So, hearing about Krishna and seeing Krishna in this way, there is an effect. There is an effect like that. And after that, Ugrasena was installed as the king. So, at that time, Krishna was thinking, Ugrasena is king, that's okay, but he needs a prime minister, isn't it? He needs a minister as well. So, by now, Uddhava has gone to the heavenly planets and he has finished his education there from Brihaspati. Brihaspati is, you'll see there, Vishninam Pravaramandri, Krishna says, Sakha, Shishyo, Brihaspati, Sashal, Uddhavo, Uddhisattama, 46th chapter. So, Uddhava was educated by Brihaspati in heavenly planets and he had come back from there, young man. So, age-wise, very close to Krishna's age. Immediately, Krishna installed him as the prime minister and then arranged all the other ministers or the officers or whoever they were to be appointed, and that was all done. And many people have left the country frightened of Kamsa. People have gone away from Mathura kingdom to other places. All of them were invited and brought back to Mathura again. And those who didn't have houses, they were given houses. And those who didn't have any property, they were given property. And for a few days, Krishna and Balaram was extremely busy organizing the, installing the government in operation and everything, managing everything in that way. So, to set up the administration, it takes time, isn't it? Because there was, when Kamsa is gone, all his ministry has gone. And there was no complete anarchy there. And Krishna didn't want that. So he brought back everybody, installed everyone in their places and set up a system there to continue with the administration. After all this was over, Krishna and Balaram goes to Nanda Maharaj. Then Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj that if you stay here too long, Mother will get upset. We will come back very soon. That's what we told Yashoda Devi, isn't it, to the mother. We have told mother that we will come back very soon. And because the king was killed, we couldn't go back straight away. We had to organize everything. So, there is still more work to be done here. So, Krishna asked Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men who had come from Vrindavanam to go back, and as soon as my business is over here, we will come back. Me and Balaram will come back together like this. You should go back, because otherwise Yashoda will be so upset that she will not, she will find it very, very hard. Therefore, at least you should go back with all the cowherd men and tell Yashoda Devi that we will come back very soon after everything is organized here. So, and what else did Krishna do? Now that he is in control of Mathura, he picked up a lot of nice saris and very nice clothes, everything, and gave it to Nanda Maharaj to give it to Yashoda Devi. Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj, when I was at Vrindavanam, I have torn a lot of my mother's clothes for playing. Now here is some saris for that, and gave it. And that's what you'll see there in the 24th verse. Evam sa andvaiya bhagavan nandam savrajamachyuda vaso alangara kupya der arhayamasa sadaram vaso alangara kupya der arhayamasa sadaram. For my own decoration purposes, I have taken a lot of clothes from my mother Yashoda Devi's clothes, and I have torn them and used them. So here is the replacement for all that. In that way, a lot of nice clothes and saris, everything, Krishna has taken from the palace and given it to Nanda Maharaj to give it to Yashoda. So many other things also, presents to Yashoda. And so many items. And says to Nanda Maharaj, give all this to my mother. My mother shouldn't feel upset with me because I have spoiled a lot of her clothes before. And when Krishna talks like this, that childishness in Krishna, that is what you will find there.
Just like such a nice child of the mother. In such a way Krishna can talk when he wants to talk like that. That childishness in him. And Nanda Maharaj heard all these things the way Krishna has spoken. And tears were coming from Nanda Maharaj's eyes when he heard what Krishna has spoken to him. And Krishna is thinking, Nanda Maharaj is saying like this, that instead of getting Krishna, if you get a few clothes or some food, whatever it may be, who will get any peace from that? Instead of, you lost Krishna, you are getting instead all these things. But Nanda Maharaj has one habit, that whatever Krishna says, he will listen. That is his nature. So, and Garga Maharshi, Garga Muni has said this to Nanda Maharaj before, that you shouldn't do anything to upset Krishna. Whatever he says, you should listen to. Otherwise, it will be a disaster. And while horoscope was written, and it was read, Garga Muni has spoken about this. From that day onwards, Nanda Maharaj has decided, whatever Krishna likes, that will be done. I will not go against Krishna anytime. And so therefore, Krishna told him to go back. He went back with all the other friends who had come from Vrindavanam. Now, who has the responsibility? Vasudev has the responsibility, isn't it? Nanda Maharaj, it is at this time that Nanda Maharaj came to know that Krishna is not their son. Krishna is the son of Vasudev and Devaki. It is at this point that Nanda Maharaj has come to realize this, that Krishna is not their son. Krishna is Vasudev and Devaki's son. So now it is Vasudev and Devaki who have to bring up Krishna now, from now on. So first thing Vasudev did was he arranged the Upanayanam ceremony for Krishna. And at the time of birth, Krishna's appearance, Vasudev has offered a lot of cows in charity. He could not physically do that. In his mind, he offered a lot of cows in charity to the brahmanas. So all that he has fulfilled now that he has got the capacity to do so. And now he is thinking, these two boys, we have not educated them. They are almost 11, 12 years old, never went to school. At least you should read and write. He can't even sign. He can't even put his signature. And Vasudev and Devaki knows, these are my two sons. Neither of them can write or read or put even a signature even. So what to do? And all these years was stealing butter, milk and drinking and playing with the gopis in Vrindavanam. And no refinement in him. Never went to school, not education, nothing. Just like the children in the wild forest. They were living like that. So it's all right. He is talking about Krishna and Balaram. Is a big people. They are great personalities, and arrange the administration for Mathura and all that. But can't even write the name and sign. How will it look? So you can imagine how bad it will be. So Vasudev and Devaki says to Krishna, Krishna, you have to study some things now. You have to go to school and do some studies and say this to Rama also. And that didn't take very long, only 64 days it took. Education was over. 64 days. How long we spent? School and colleges, some people are studying at 40 also. Then if not, that's not sufficient. Some people are studying at 80 also. Adult education. These people who had to study at the age of 80, they think they are doing very well in life. Adult education, isn't it? Organized. So we are studying whole life. Krishna and Balaram had only 64 days to study, to go to school. So afterwards, Sandivani Maharshi says to them, there is nothing more I can teach you, he said. And at that time, Krishna and Balaram asked Sandivani, what do we have to give you as Guru Dakshina to you? So Sandivani says to them, we don't want anything. We are happy with that you had come and educated. Whatever I have taught you, you have heard everything, haven't you? Krishna Balaram says, yes, I am satisfied with that. I don't want anything else, he said. And you are completely clear with everything what we have taught you? Krishna says, yeah, everything is clear, he said. The way Krishna answered sometimes. And that's all he wanted. Sandivani wanted to hear that from Krishna. That's all. And so
Krishna Balaram says to Sandimini that you have taught us a lot for the last 64 days, and so it's not good enough to send us away like this. We have to give you Guridakshina, because if we want the results to manifest at the time when we need it, this education, then Guridakshina is necessary. Dakshina has to be offered. So, all right, Sandivani says, I'll ask my wife if she wants anything. So, Sandivani Maharshi goes to his wife and asks her that says to them that Krishna and Balaram, you know who they are. They are not ordinary children. They are the Supreme Personalities themselves. If you need anything, you can tell them now. You can tell them now. They will do what is necessary. And mother, this Sandivani Maharshi's wife, she had a distress in her heart. She had a distress in her heart. And that distress has not left her. It has happened long ago. How many years ago? 35 years ago. It has happened in her life. They had a son. They had a child. And when he went to bathe in the Prabhasam, in the Prabhasam Tirtha, when he went to bathe there, he fell into that and he left his body. They couldn't even find him. He left his body. And that distress what they had, they said, mentioned this to Krishna. So many years before, 35, 40 years ago, this incident happened. 35 to 40 years ago. Where did the son disappear, the child disappear in Prabhasa Tirtham? Where Sandivani Maharshi's child was kidnapped and taken away and fell into the water and died there. So, Krishna's, and I would like to see that child. 35 years ago, something fallen on the sea and gone. Krishna says, let me go and find out, he says. Krishna goes there, goes underneath the sea and look for the, and searching for the child, if he is there. Somebody who died, left 35 years ago. You can imagine. Krishna got there, searched everywhere. While searching, a conch shell came to Krishna's hand. A big conch shell was lying there. And looked into the conch shell inside the water. If the child is inside the conch shell, he's not there. Took out that conch shell and came back. And that is what is called Krishna's conch shell. Famous Panchajanyam. Panchajanyam, Rishikesho, Devadattam, Dhananjaya, says, isn't it? Arjuna's conch shell is Devadattam and Krishna's conch shell is Panchajanyam, which you will see in the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. So, this Panchajanyam, the conch shell was sitting there waiting for Krishna to come. And there are certain reasons why that was happened. Another Puranams talks about that. Why Panchajanyam was waiting there for Krishna to come. Krishna picked up the Panchajanyam and he found out that he is not there. Sandivani's son is not there. So, what did Krishna do? Blowing this conch shell Panchajanyam, he went to the Yama's planet. When he got there and blew the conch shell so loudly there, Yamadharma Raja came there. Yamadharma Raja, when he saw him, he understood who has come. Look at the verse 44. Tayo sapanyam mahadim chakre bhaktyupabram hitam vajavanada krishnam sarvabhudashayalayam lila manushya he vishnu yuvayo karavamakim. 45-44. Lila manushya he vishnu yuvayo karavamakim. At the time before Krishna's appearance, in the milk ocean, to glorify Mahavishnu, all the demigod, Brahma heading all the other devadas, they all came together. At that time, Yamadharma Raja was also there with them, because he is also one of the top officials, isn't he? So, So, Yamadharma Raja wanted to have a conversation with Krishna, that from that day onwards I have been wanting to see you. Krishna says to him, I have not come here to talk about all what happened before, to renew the friendship. That's not what I come here for. I have a certain purpose, that's why I come here. Where is my spiritual master's son? With full authority, Krishna asked Yamadharmaraja. And the way Krishna spoke that was such a seriousness that Yamadharmaraja understood it's not the right time to have any conversation. And that is why he spoke with that seriousness. And Krishna says to them, I have to give my Gurudakshina to my spiritual master. Where is he? He said. And Yamadharmaraja thought, what can I do? If somebody comes and says, where is my spiritual master's son? No address, no name, nothing. He's supposed to know. Yamadharmaraja is supposed to know. So sometimes it's like that. Some people in the countryside, in India still, sometimes it happens. It's not changed now. No, things are just going so fast. In the olden days, a person came to the railway station and he wanted to buy a ticket to his mother's house. So he says to the counter, to the ticket issuing clerk, give me a ticket to my mother's house, he said. He doesn't remember the place where to go, this, that, and that. So, so it is similarly, Krishna is saying here, with full seriousness, where is my spiritual master's son? Bring him here, he said. So, so Yamadharmaraja thought for a while, he doesn't know who it is. So Sandivani Maharshi, he knew that it is Krishna's teacher and it is his son. So he called Chitragupta, his accountant, who keeps all the records, isn't it? So, and told Chitragupta, bring the son of Sandivani Maharshi. Where is he said. So, Chitragupta brings an account there, saying to Yamadharmaraja, he still has certain debts, who Sandivani's son. And to suffer that, he has another, he said some time, 3 years or 4 years, something like that. He has to go through certain punishments. After that only he can go. Chitragupta is saying this. So, a certain number of periods, and he has to stay here. And Yamadharmaraja, like a typical official, got the file in the hand, isn't it? Everything recorded nicely. Says to Krishna that he has not cleared. His accounts are not settled here. He still has to stay here some more time. Krishna looked at him. That was enough. I didn't tell you to look at his accounts, Krishna says. I didn't tell you to look at him. I just want him. Where is he said to him. So you'll see that here in the verse. Icham, 45th chapter. Shri Bhagavan, that tone you can see, Krishna's tone there. Guru putra miha anidam nija karma nibandhanam anayasva maharaja machasana puraskrata. That's my order, Krishna says. Machasana puraskrata. Execute the order, he said. I don't want any discussion here anymore. In a very authority, Krishna spoke. Anayasva maharaja machasana puraskrata. Guru putra miha anidam nija karma nibandhanam. His account of karma and all that I've settled already. Bring him here, he said. So, they started looking at each other. Nobody has told them like this before. That it says to him that they wanted to follow the law. They wanted to follow the law. So, their worry was like this. Like in government also this happens. Sometimes, what happens is, a top official, he is retiring. Before he retires, he gives some strange instructions to the subordinates. They know he is retiring. And if they follow that order and do something, next person who comes into that position, he can ask them, why have you done that? Why did you follow that instructions? So they were worried, if this Yamadharmaraja goes away, the next one comes, and if he let them go, then that will be against the law. Is it not? So they were frightened about that. So they are asking, what should we write in the record then, if Krishna is taking him away like this? Krishna says that you can write Krishna's instructions. Write it down there. And this, we won't understand that.
the beauty of that statement. Why? In the olden days, in very rich families, they will have their managers to organize their estate and all that. Now it's little different. But in the olden days, people have some very wealthy families, they have a lot of land, and to manage the land, they'll have some estate managers and all that. And these wealthy family, there will be children, you know, their children, grown-up children, and they will need cash sometimes. And they will ask these managers for the cash. So managers will find it difficult. They will ask them, what account shall we write? What purpose it? So you don't have to know that, they will say. Because of their family situation. You just tell them that it's for their personal reasons. Personal account, you can write it in that way. So similarly, Krishna is saying here that the spiritual master's son has been taken away from here for his personal reasons. Put it like that, he said. So that your accounts are all clear. Okay. So who can do this? Who can do this? So when they brought him from there, they looked exactly like the same age, same body what they had when Sandeepani Maharshi and his wife lost a child. Same age and same body they got back and brought them back and offered them to Balaram and Krishna, brought them back, came to Mathura and offered the child to Sandeepani Maharshi and his wife. Now there's one thing left. They have to come to Vrindavanam, isn't it? There's a promise given to Yashoda Devi, Radha Devi and others that they will come back. But Krishna thought there is no need for that now. There is no need for that. Not only that, they are not feeling unhappy externally. It's not better, it's better that I don't go. Rather, I will send my prime minister, who? Uddhava. And Uddhava is one of the best devotees of me, and he should go there. It is an opportunity for him to go and see these gopis and learn from the gopis what is bhakti. What is bhakti? This also was going through Krishna's mind when he was thinking all this, and he decided to send Uddhava there. Next two chapters is the most important chapters in the Bhagavatam 10th canto, which is Uddhava's mission to Vrindavanam. 46 and 47. What we have to remember here, there's a lot of interesting things that time and space, these two things is what is actually causing our main problems, isn't it? Time and space. You can practically see that these two things controls our mind considerably. Considerably, it controls us. That's why we try to find a logic in everything through time and through space. In this one instance, you can see Sandeepani Maharshi's son, 40 years ago he had gone there. And now he's coming back as the same age when he left the body while Sandeepani and his wife had him with them. How is that possible? It's an important question. In order to understand this, unless we study Yoga Vasishtam, you won't know this, influence of time and space. How time and space operates in this world. We have some very, very, very difficult situation because of this. And whole of Yoga Vasishtam, which is also called Jnana Vasishtam, also they call it as Brihad Yoga Vasishtam, which is a huge topic that is discussed there, especially among the serious students of spiritual life, that the influence of time and space It doesn't mean anything. Those two are the products of the mind. Mind has created that. Unless we go into a much more subtle level, it is not possible, but we will discuss that when we come to Ekadasa Skandam, when Krishna talks to Uddhava about the influence of time and space. At that time we will understand it better. Why? Time and space is keeping us imprisoned. We are under prison of this time and space. As long as that prison, we are, that is why in the spiritual life, they don't give any importance to the past. They don't give any importance to the future. All that matters is for the present, what you are doing now. That's all it matters. There is so much to talk about that, that it is an interesting subject in this, that in Srimad Bhagavatam also you will find this in several places. Whenever there is an opportunity, Sugar Brahmarshi brings this in very nicely and carefully, that make you think, how did this happen? How such a incident happened? So, now we will go into chapter 46 and 47 and we will continue from there. 46. Shatchatvarimshatamodhyayah. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Vrishninam pravaro mandri. Krishnasya daida sakha. Shishyo brihaspade sakshal. Uddhavo buddhisattamaham. Tamaha bhagavan prashtam. Bhaktamegam dinam kochil. Grihitva panina panim. Prabhannarti haro hari. Gachodhava vrajam saumya. Pitrorno pidimavaha. Gobina madviyogadim. Malsandesher vimochaya. Taman manaska mal prana. Madarthe tekta dehiga. Mame vadaidam preshta. Alpanam manasa gadaham. Ye tekta lokadharmascha. Madarthe dan vibharmyaham. Maida prayasam preshte. Durasti gogulastriya. Smaran dhyonga vimuhyandi. Viraha ulkandya vikvalaham. Dharayan yadikrichrena. Praya prana and kathanjana. Pratyagamana sandeshir. Vallavyome madal migaham. Shri Shukavacham Ityukta Muddhavurajan Sandesham Bharturadrida Adhayana Dhamaruhya Preyaonanda Gokulam Praptonanda Vrajam Shriman Nimlochadi Vibhavasau Channayana Pravishadam Pashunam Kurarenubhi Vasidatevi Yudhyadvir Nadidam Shushmibir Vrishair Dhavandi Vishavashrabi Rudhobhare Soval Sagan Idastado Vilangadbir Govar Sermandidam Side Godoha Shabdha Biravam Venunam Niswanena Cha Gayandi Vishakarmani Shubhani Balakrishna Yoho Sunam Kradabir Govebir Govaischa Suvirajidam Agnyakadidi Govipra Pidadevarchanan Vidai Dubadi Vaischa Malescha Gobava Sermanuravam Sarvada Pushpidavanam Dijali Kulanadidam Hamsagarandava Kirnai Palmashandaishamandidam Tamagadam Samagamya Krishnasyanujaram Priyam Nanda Pridabarishwajya Vasudeva Archaya Vasudeva Diyarchayan Bhojidam Paramanena Samishtam Kashivau Sukham Gadashramam Varibruchad Padasambahana Adhimi Kachiranga Mahabhaga Sakhana Shuranandana Aste Kushalya Matyade Ryukto Muktasuhurdvadaham Dishtya kamsohada papa, sanugasvena vapana, sadhunam dharmashilanam, yadunam dvishtiya sada. Abhismaradina krishno, madaram sukhrada sakhin, gopan vrajam chalpanatham, gavo vrindavanam girim. Apyaya sadi govinde, govinda sujan sangradikshidam, tarkid rachyamada dvakram, sunasam susmidekshanam. Davagnervada varshacha, vrishasarpacharekshidaha, durateye biomurtibya krishnena smahal mana. Smaradam Krishna Viryani, Lila Banganirikshidam, Hasidam Bashidam Janga, Sarvana Shidila Kriya, Sari Chailavino Deshan, Mugundamada Bushidan, Akridani Chamananam, Mano Yadidadal Padam, Manye Krishna Jaramanja Prapta Vihasurotamo, Suranam Hanataya, Gargasivajanam Yatha, Kamsam Naga Ida Pranam, Malaukajavadim Tatha, Avadishtam Lila Eva, Pashu Divamrigadi Brigadiva, Talatrayam Mahasaram, Dhanudyashtimi Veparal, Bhavanjayena Hastena, Saptahamadadad Girim, പ്രംഭോധേനുഗോരിഷ്ട തൃണാവർത്തോപഗാതയ ദൈത്യ സുരാസുരജിതോ ഹതായേനേ ഹലീലയ ശ്രീശുകവാച ഇതി സംസ്കൃത്യ സംസ്മൃത്യ നന്ദകൃഷ്ണാനുരക്തധി അത്യുൽക്കണ്ഠോ ഭവത്തുഷ്ണീം പ്രേമപ്രസര വിഹ്വല യശോദാ വർണ്യമാനാനി പുത്രസ്യ ചരിതാനി ച ശൃണ്യന്തി ശൃണ്യവാസ്രാക്ഷീൽ സ്നേഹസ്നുതപയോധര തയോരിത്തം ഭഗവതി കൃഷ്ണേ നന്ദ യശോദയ വീക്ഷ്യാനുരാഗം പരമം നന്ദമാഹോദ്ധവോ മുദാം ഉദ്ധവ വാച യുവാംസാങ്കിതമൗനൂനം ദേഹിനാമിഹമാനത നാരായണേ അഖിലഗുരോ യൽക്കൃതാ മതിരേ ദൃശി ഏതൗ ഹി വിശ്വസിജ ബീജയോനി രാമോ മുകുന്ദോ പുരുഷപ്രധാനം അന്വീയഭൂതേഷു വിലക്ഷണസ്യ ജ്ഞാനസ്യ ചേഷാദമിമൗ പുരാണോ യസ്മിൻ ജനപ്രാണവിയോഗകാലേ ക്ഷണം സമാവേശ മനോവിശുദ്ധം നിർഹൃത്യ കർമാശയമാശുയാദി പരാംഗതിം ബ്രഹ്മമയോർക്കവർണാഃ തസ്മിൻ ഭവന്താഖിലാത്മഭേദോ നാരായണേ കാരണമർത്തിമൂർത്തോ ഭാവം വിദത്തം നിതരാം മഹാത്മൻ കിം വാവശിഷ്ടം ഇവയോ സുകൃത്യം ആഗമിഷ്യത്യ ദീർഘേണ കാലേന വ്രതമച്യുത പ്രിയം വിദാസ്യതേ പിത്രോർ ഭഗവാൻ സത്വതാം പതി അത്വാഹം സംരംഗമധ്യേ പ്രദീപം സർവസാത്വതാം യദാഹം സമാഗത്യ കൃഷ്ണ സത്യം കരോതി തൽ മാ ഖിദ്യതം മഹാഭാഗോ ദ്രക്ഷത കൃഷ്ണമന്ദിഗേ അന്തർഹൃദ്സബോധാനാം ആസ്തേ ജ്യോതിരിവൈദസി നഹി സ്യാസ്തി പ്രിയ കശ്ചിൻ നാ പ്രിയോ വാസ്യമാനിനാം നോത്തമോ നാഥമോ നാഭി സമാനസ്യാസമോഭിവാം നമാദാ നപിതാദസ്യ ന ഭാര്യ ന സുദാദയ ആത്മീയോ നപരശ്ചാഭി ന ദേഹോ ജന്മയേവ ച ന ചാസ്യ കർമ്മവാലോകേ സദസന്മിശ്രയോ നിഷു ക്രീഡാത്തസ്വഭി സാധൂനാം പരിത്രാണായ കൽപ്പതേ സത്വം രജസ്തമൈതി പഞ്ചദേ നിർഗുണോ ഗുണാൻ ക്രീഡന്നതീതോത്ര ഗുണേ സൃജത്യവതി ഹന്യ ച യഥാ ഭ്രമരികാ ദൃഷ്ട്യ ഭ്രാമ്യദീവ മഹീയതേ ചിത്തേ കർത്തരി തത്രാത്മാ കർത്തേ വാഹം ഹി ആസ്മൃതാം യുവയോരേവ നൈമായം ആത്മജോ ഭഗവാൻ ഹരി സർവേഷാം ആത്മജോ ഹ്യാത്മാ പിതാ മാതാ സൈശ്വര ദൃഷ്ടം ശ്രുതം ബുധഭവത് ഭവിഷ്യൻ സ്താശ്ചരിഷ്ണു മഹദൽപകം ച വിനാശിതാദ്വസ്തുതരാം നവാചം സ ഏവ സാർത്ഥം പരമാർത്ഥഭൂത ഏവം നിശാസാബ്രോതോർവിദീത നന്ദസ്യ കൃഷ്ണാർജുനസ്യ രാജൻ ഗോപ്യ സമുദ്ധായ നിരൂപ്യ ദീപാൻ വാസ്തൂൻ സമഭ്യർച്ചതീന്യമന്ദൻ ീപദീപ്തിർമണിഭിർവിരേജു രഞ്ജുർവികർഷദ്ഭുജഗംഗനസ്രജ ചലന്തിദംബസ്തനഹാരകുണ്ടലം തുഷൽകപോലാരുണകുങ്കുമാനനാഃ ഉദ്ഗായദീനാമരവിന്ദലോചനം വ്രജാംഗനാനാം ദിവമസ്പൃശധ്വനി ദഗ്ധനശ്ച നിർമന്ദനശബ്ദമിശ്രിതോ നിരസ്യതേ യേന ദിശാമമംഗളം ഭഗവത്യുദിതേ സൂര്യേ നന്ദദ്വാരിവ്രജോഗസ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ രഥം ശാദകൗമം കസ്യായ വിരിചാബ്രുവൻ അക്രൂരമാഗത കിം വാ യ കംസസ്യാർത്ഥ സാധക യേന നീധോ മധുവിനിം കൃഷ്ണ കമലലോചന കിം സാധയിഷ്യത്യസ്മാഭിർ ഭർത്തൃപ്രേതസ്യ നിഷ്കൃതിം ഇതി സ്ത്രീണാം വദന്തീനാം ഉദ്ധവോഗാത് കൃതാനികാഃ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ദേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ നന്ദശോകാവനയനം നാമ ഷഡ് ചത്വാരിംശത്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സപ്തചത്വാരിംശത്തമോധ്യായ ശ്രീശുകവാച തം വീക്ഷ്യ കൃഷ്ണാനുജരം വ്രജസ്ത്രീയ പ്രംബബാഹും നവകഞ്ചലോചനം പീതാംബരം പുഷ്കരമാലിനം ലസൽ മുഖാരവിന്ദം മണിമൃഷ്ടകുണ്ഡലം ശുചിസ്മിതാകോയമവീച്ച ദർശനം കുതശ്ച കസ്യാച്യുതവേഷഭൂഷണ ഇതി സ്മ സർവാപരിവ്രരുത്സക ഉത്തമശ്ലോകപദാംബുജാശ്രയം തം പ്രശ്രയേണാവനദാസു സത്കൃതം സംവ്രീഡഹാസേ ക്ഷണസൂനൃദാധിവി രഹസ്യ പൃച്ഛന്നുപവിഷ്ടമാനസേ വിജ്ഞായ സന്ദേശഹരം രമാപദേ ജാനീമസ്വാമ്യ ദുപദേ പാർഷദം സമുപാഗതം ഭർത്രേഹ പ്രേഷിത പിത്രോർ ഭവാൻ പ്രിയചികീർഷയ അന്യഥാ ഗോവ്രജേ തസ്യ സ്മരണീയം ന ചഷ്മഹേ സ്നേഹാനുബന്ധോ ബന്ധൂനാം മുനേരവേ സുദുസ്ത്യജ അന്വേഷർത്ഥകൃതാ മൈത്രീ അവതർത്ഥ വിടംബനം പുംബി സ്ത്രീ ശുക്തതാ യദ്വൽ സുമനസ്യവഷൽപദേ നിസ്വം ത്യജന്തി ഗണിക അകൽപ്പം നൃപതിം പ്രജ അതീതവിദ്യാ ആചാര്യ മൃത്യുജോ ദത്തദക്ഷിണം ഖഗാവീതബലം വൃക്ഷം ഭുക്ത്വാ ചാതിതയോ ഗൃഹം ദഗ്ധം മൃഗാസ്തധാരണ്യം ജാരോ ഭുക്ത്വാ രഥാം സ്ത്രീയം ഇതി ഗോപ്യോ ഹി ഗോവിന്ദേ ഗതവാക്കായ മാനസ കൃഷ്ണദൂതേ വ്രജം യാധേ ഉദ്ധവേ ത്യക്തലൗകികാഃ ഗായന്തി പ്രിയകർമാണി രുദത്യശ്ച ഗതഹ്രിയ തസ്യ സംസ്മൃത്യ സംസ്മൃത്യ യാനി കൈശോര്യബാല്യയോഃ കാചിന് മധുരം ദൃഷ്ട്വ ധ്യായന്തീ കൃഷ്ണസംഗമം പ്രിയ പ്രസ്ഥാപിതം ദൂതം കൽപ്പയിത്വേതം അബ്രവീൽ ഗോപ്യ ഉവാച മധുപകിതവ ബന്ധോമാ സ്പൃശാങ്കം സപത്യം കുജവിരുളിതമാല കുങ്കുമ ശ്മശ്രുഭിർന വഹതു മധുപതി സ്തന്മാനിനീനാം പ്രസാദം യു സദസി വിഡംബ്യം യൂതസ്തമീദ്ര സകൃത് അധരസുതാം സ്വമോഹിനീം ഭായിത്വ സുമനസ ഇവ സദ്യ സത്യജേസ്മാൻ ഭവാദ്ര പരിചരതി കഥം തൽ പാദപത്മം തു പത്മ അഭിജത ഹൃദചേതാം ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോക ജൽപൈ കിമിഹ ബഹുഷടംഗ്രേ ഗായസിത്വം യദൂനാം അധിപതി മഗ്രഹാണമഗ്രതോ ന പുരാണം വിജയസഹസഖീനാം ഗീയതാം തൽ പ്രസംഗ ക്ഷപിത കുചരിജസ്തേ കൽപ്പയന്തിഷ്ടമീഷ്ടാം ദിവി ഭൂജനസായാം കാസ്ത്രീയസ്തദ്ദുരാപ കപടരുചിരഹാസ ബ്രൂവിചൃംബസയാസ്യു ചരണരജമുപാസേയസ്യ ഭൂതിർവയം കാ അഭിചക്രപണമക്ഷേ ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകശബ്ദാഃ വിസൃജ ശിരസി വാദം വേദ്മ്യഹം ചാടുകാരി അനുനയ വിദുഷസ്തേഭ്യേത്യ ദൗത്യർമുകുന്ദാൻ സ്വകൃത ഇഹ വിസൃഷ്ടാപത്യമത്യന്യലോക വിസൃജകൃത ചേതാ കിം നു സന്ദേഹമസ്മിൻ മൃഗയുരിവകമീന്ദ്രം വിവ്യതേ ലുബ്ധധർമ്മ ശ്രിയമകൃത വിരൂപാം ശ്രീചിതക്കാമയാനാം ബലിമഭി ബലിമത്വാവിഷ്ടയധ്വംശവദ്യ തദലമസിത സഖ്യേർ ദുസ്തജസ്തൽ കഥാർത്ഥാഃ യതനു ചരിതലീലാ കർണപീയൂഷ വിപ്രോൺ സകൃതതന വിദൂതദ്വന്ദധർമ്മ വിനഷ്ടാഃ സപതി ഗ്രഹകുടുംബം ദീനമുത്സൃജ്യ ദീന ഭഗവൈഹ വിഹംഗ ഭിക്ഷുചര്യം ചരന്തി വയമൃതമിവ ജിന്മ വ്യാഹൃതം ശ്രദ്ധദാനം കുലികരുതമിവാജ്ഞാ കൃഷ്ണവധോ ഹരിണ്യ ദദൃശുരസകൃതേ തന്നക സ്പർശ തീവ്ര സ്മരരചുപമന്ത്രൻ ഭണ്യതാമന്യവാർത്ത പ്രിയസഖ പുനരാഗ പ്രയസാപ്രേഷിതക്കിം വരയക്കുമനുരുന്ധി മാനിനീയോ സീമേംഗ നയസി കഥമിഹാസ്മാൻ ദുസ്തജദ്വന്ദ്വപാർശ്വം സതതമുരസി സൗമ്യശ്രീർവധൂ സാകമാസ്തേ അഭിപദമധുപുര്യാമാര്യപുത്രോധുനാസ്തേ സ്മരതി സപിതൃഗേഹാൻ സൗമ്യബന്ധുംശ്ച ഗോപാൻ ക്വചിദപി സഹധാന കിങ്കരീണാം ഗൃണീതേ ഭുജമകരു സുഗന്ധം ഊധനദാസ്യൽ കദാനു ശ്രീശുകോവാച അതോദ്ധവോ നിശമ്മൈവം കൃഷ്ണദർശനലാലസ സാന്ത്വയൻ പ്രിയ സന്ദേശർ ഗോപീരിതമഭാഷത ഉദ്ധവവാച അഹോ യുയം സമ്പൂർണാർത്ഥോ ഭവത്യോ ലോകപൂജിതാ വാസുദേവേ ഭഗവതി യാസാമിത്യർപ്പിതം മന ദാനവ്രത തപോഹോമം ജപസ്വാധ്യായ സംയമൈ ശ്രേയോപർവിവിദേശാന്യേ കൃഷ്ണേ ഭക്തിർഹി സാധ്യതേ ഭഗവതി ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകേ ഭവതി വീരനുത്തമാം ഭക്തി പ്രവർത്തിത ദൃഷ്ട്യാ മുനീനാം വിദുർലഭ ദൃഷ്ട്യാ പുത്രാൻപതീൻ ദേഹാൻ സുജനാൻ ഭവനാനി ച ഹിത്വാ വ്രണീതവ്യം തൽ കൃഷ്ണാഖ്യം പുരുഷം പരം സർവാത്മഭാവോധികൃതോ ഭവതീനാമസോക്ഷജേ വിരഹേണ മഹാഭാഗാ മഹാമേനുഗ്രഹകൃത ശ്രൂയതാം പ്രിയ സന്ദേശോ ഭവതീനാം സുഖാവഹ യമാദായാവിലോ ഭദ്ര അഹം ഭർത്തൂരഹസ്കര ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാച ഭവതീനാം വിയോഗമേന ഹി സർവാത്മനാ ക്വചിൽ യഥാഭൂതാനി ഭൂതേഷുഖം വായജ്ഞർജലം മഹി തദാഹം ചമന പ്രാണം ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയ ഗുണാശ്രയ ആത്മന്യമാത്മനാത്മാനം സദേഹം മനിവാലയെ ആത്മാനുഭാവേന ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയ ഗുണാൽപന ആത്മാജ്ഞാനമയ ശുദ്ധോ വ്യതിരിത്വ ഗുണാന്വയ സുഷുപ്തി സ്വപ്ന ജാഗ്രദ്ഭിർമായ പ്രതിഭിരീയതേ യേനേന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥാന്ധ്യായേതം ഷാ സ്വപ്നവദുധിത തന്നിരുദ്ധ്യാദിന്ദ്രിയാണി വിനിദ്ര പ്രത്യപദ്ധ്യത ഏതന്തസമാംനായോ യോഗസാഖ്യം മനീഷിണാം ത്യാഗസ്തബോധമ സത്യം സമുദ്രാന്ത ഇവാവക യത്വഹം ഭവദീനാം വൈ ദൂരേ വർത്തേ പ്രിയോദൃശാം മനസ സന്നികർഷാർത്ഥം മദനധ്യാനഗാമേയ യഥാ ദൂരചരേ പ്രേഷ്ഠേ മനമാവിശ്യ വർത്തതേ ശ്രീണാം ജന തഥാ ചേത സന്നികൃഷ്ടേ ക്ഷിഗോചരീ മയാവേശമന കൃഷ്ണം വിമുക്താശേഷ വൃത്തിയൻ അനുസ്മരന്യോ മാം നിത്യം അചിരാൻ മാം ഉപേക്ഷ്യതാം യാ മയാ ക്രീഡതാ രാത്രിയം വനേസ്മിൻ വ്രജമാസ്ഥിത അലഭരാസ കല്യാണ്യോ മാ പൂർമദ്വീര്യചിന്തയാ ശ്രീശുകുവാച ഏവം പ്രേതമാദിഷ്ടാമാകർണ്യ വ്രജയോഷിത താ ഊചരുദ്ധവം പ്രേതസ്ഥൽ സന്ദേശാഗത സ്മൃതി ഗോപ്യ ഊച്ചു ദിഷ്ടാഹിതോഹതക്കംസോ യദൂനാം സാനുഗോ ഗൃഷ്ട്യാപ്തലബ്ധ സർവാർത്ഥേ കുശല്യാസ്തേച്ഛുതോധുന കച്ചിൽ ഗതാഗ്രജ സൗമ്യ കരോതി പരയോഷിതാം പ്രീതിന്ന സ്നിഗ്ധ സംവീരഹ സോദാരേ ക്ഷണാർച്ചിത കഥം രതി വിശേഷജ്ഞ പ്രിയശ്ച വരയോഷിതാം നാനുപദ്ധ്യത അദ്വാക്യർ വിഭ്രമേശ്ചാനുഭാചിത അഭിസ്മരതി നസാദോ ഗോവിന്ദ പ്രസ്തുതേ ക്വചിൽ ഗോഷ്ഠീ മധ്യേ പുരശ്രീണാം ഗ്രാമ്യ സ്വൈരകഥാന്തരേ താക്കിം നിശാ സ്മൃതിയാസു തഥാ പ്രയാഭിർ വൃന്ദാവനേ കുമുദകുന്ദ ശശാംഗരമ്യേ രേമേ കുണച്ചരണം ഉപരരാസഗോഷ്ഠ്യമസ്മാരീഡിത മനോജ്ഞഗത കഥാചിൽ അപ്യേഷതി ഹതാശാഖസ്തപ്തസുഹൃദയാശുച സഞ്ജീവയെന്ന് നോകാത്രേയന്ദ്രോ വനമമ്പുതൈ കസ്മാൽ കൃഷ്ണമിഹായാദീ പ്രാപ്തരാജ്യോ ഹദാഹിത നരേന്ദ്രകന്യാ മുദ്വാഹ്യ പ്രീതാ സർവസുഹൃൻവൃത കിമസ്മാർമനോഗോപിരന്യാഭിർവാമഹാത്മനാ ശ്രീപദേ ആപ്തകാമസ്യ ക്രിയേതാർത്ഥകൃതാത്മന പരം സൗഖ്യം ഹി നൈരാശ്യം സൗരണ്യപ്യാഹ പിംഗള തജ്ജാനദീനാം ന കൃഷ്ണേ തഥാപ്യാശാദുരത്യയ ത ഉത്സേതു സന്ധ്യക്തോ ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോക സംവിധം അനിച്ഛദോമിയസ്യ ശ്രീരംഗാന്ന ചെവതേ കൊച്ചിൽ സരിച്ചൈലവനോ ദേശാഗാവോ വേണുരവായുമേ സംഘർഷണ സഹായേന കൃഷ്ണേന ചരിത പ്രഭോ പുനഃപുനസ്മാരയന്തി നന്ദഗോപസുതം വദ ശ്രീനികേതൈ തൽപദക്കേർ വിസ്മർത്തും നൈവ ശക്നുമാം ഗത്യാലളിതയോദാരം ഹാസലീലാവലോകനൈ മാധ്വാ ഗിരാഹൃതദീയ കഥന്തം വിസ്മരാമഹേ. ഹേ നാഥ ഹേ രമാനാഥ വ്രജനാഥാർത്ഥി നാശന മഗ്ധമുന്ദര ഗോ മുദ്ധര ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോകുലം വ്രജിനാർണവാൻ ശ്രീശുകോവാച തദസ്താ കൃഷ്ണ സന്ദേശർവിഭേദ വിരഹ ജ്വര ഉദ്ധവം പൂജയാം ചക്രോ ജ്ഞാത്വാൽപാനമഥോക്ഷജം ഉവാസകലിജന്മാസാൻ ഗോപീനാം വിദനുഞ്ചച ചുജ കൃഷ്ണലീല കഥാ ഗായൻ രമയാമാസ ഗോകുലം യാവന്ദ്യഹാനിനന്ദസ്യ വ്രജൈവാൽസീൻ സൗധവ വ്രജോപസാംക്ഷണ പ്രായാന്യാസൻ കൃഷ്ണസ്യ വാർത്തയ സരിദ്വനഗിരിദ്രോണിർവീക്ഷൻ കുസ്മിതാൻ ധ്രുമാൻ കൃഷ്ണം സംസ്മാരേന്ദ്രേമേ ഹരിദാസോ വ്രജോകസാം ദൃഷ്ടൈവ ആദിഗോപീനാം കൃഷ്ണൈവേഷാൽപവിക്ലവം ഉദ്ധവ പരമപ്രീതസ്ഥാ നമസ്യനിദം ജഗോ ഏതാപരം തനുബൃതോ ഭുവി ഗോപവധോ ഗോവിന്ദ ഏവ നിഖിലാത്മനിരൂഢഭാവ വാച്ഛന്തി യദ്ഭവിയോ മുനയോ വയം ച കിം ബ്രഹ്മജന്മഭി അനന്തകഥാരസസ്യ ക്വേമാശ്രിയാവനജൈർവിഭചാരദുഷ്ട കൃഷ്ണേ ക്വജൈഷ പരമാത്മനിരൂഢഭാവ നന്വീശ്വരോനുപജതോ വിദുഷോഭി സാക്ഷാൽ ശ്രേയസ്തനോത്യഗതരാജ ഇവോപയുക്താഹ നായം ശ്രീയോംഗ ഊനിതാന്തരദേ പ്രസാദസ്വര്യോഷിതാം നളിനഗന്ധരുചാം കുതോന്യ രാസോത്സവേസ്യ ഭുജദണ്ഡഗൃഹീത കണ്ഡലബ്ധാ ശിഷാമ്യൗദഗാദ് വ്രജവലവീനാം ആസാമഹോ ചരണരേഷ്ണു ചരണരേണുജുഷാമഹം സ്യാം വൃന്ദാവനേ കിമപി ഗുൽമലദൌഷധീനാം യാ ദുസ്ത്യജം സജനം ആര്യപദം ജഹിത്വാ ഭേചുർമുകുന്ദ പദവീം ശ്രുതിഭിർവിമൃഗ്യാം യാ വൈ ശ്രീയാശ്രിതമജാതി വിരാർത്ഥകാമേർ യോഗേശ്വരൈരവിയദാത്മനിരാസഗോഷ്ഠ്യം കൃഷ്ണസദൽ ഭഗവത ശരണാരവിന്ദം ന്യസ്തം സ്തനേഷു വിജഹോ പരിരഭ്യതാപം വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരികഥോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദീഭുവനത്രയം ശ്രീശുകവാച അഥ ഗോപീരനുജ്ഞാപ്യായശോദാനന്ദമേവ ച ഗോപാനാമന്ദ്രദാശാർഹോയസ്യൻ ആസ്യന്നാരുരുഹേ രഥം താ നിർഗതം സമാസാദ്യദാനോപായന ബാണയ നന്ദാദയോനുരാഗേന പാവോചന്നശ്രുലോചന മനസോ വൃത്തയോ നസ്യു കൃഷ്ണപാദാംബുജാശ്രയ വാചോഭിർദായി നീർനാം കായസ്ഥൽ പ്രഹുണാദിഷു കർമ്മവിർഭ്രാമ്യമാണ എത്ര ക്വാപീശ്വരേച്ഛയ മംഗളാചരിതേർദാനേ കതിർന്ന കൃഷ്ണമീശ്വരേ ഏവം സഭാജിതോ ഗോപൈ കൃഷ്ണഭക്ത്യാ നരാധിവ ഉദ്ധവ പുനരാഗച്ഛൻ മധുരാം കൃഷ്ണപാലിതാം കൃഷ്ണായ പ്രണിപത്യാഹ ഭക്തിയുദ്രേകം പ്രചോഗസാം വസുദേവായ രാമായ രാജ്ഞീ ചോപായ നാന്യതാൽ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ ഉദ്ധവ പ്രതിയാനേ സപ്തചത്വാരിംശത്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ദീസ് ടു ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് 46 ആൻഡ് 47 ഈസ് കോൾഡ് ഉദ്ധവ ദൂത് In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many places which are important, very, very important topics in the Bhagavatam for analyzing and studying properly. But great devotees say that these two chapters have a very, very special significance in the Bhagavatam. That is their opinion. Srimad Bhagavatam is a book or literature in relationship with bhakti, bhakti grantham. And that is very clear here also. That is why you will see Sri Narada Maharshi, when he wrote Narada Bhakti Sutram, he says, Yatha Vraja Gobigana. Bhakti's definition for Narada Maharshi is like that. What is bhakti? Yatha Vraja Gobigana. Yatha Vraja Gobigana. In other words, Sri Narada Maharshi has given lot of importance to the bhakti of the gopis. Gopis bhakti, isn't it? So this is that chapter, these two chapters, which shows the bhakti of gopis. That is why it's important. The reason why these two chapters are important is because that it is that part in the Bhagavatam which shows the bhakti of gopis. Another name for Bhagavatam is Paramahamsa Samhita, isn't it? Paramahamsa Samhita, is it? It mentions in the Bhagavatam itself, this is the Paramahamsa Samhita. If you look into the, it's called, who studies Bhagavatam? Paramahamsas. Paramahamsas means liberated souls. They are the ones who study Bhagavatam. If you look into the 12th canto, last chapter, you will see that verse, 18th verse. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Egam Amalam Yanam Param Giyade. Knowledge in the Bhagavatam is relished by Paramahamsas, highly liberated souls, fully liberated souls. They relish the knowledge in the Bhagavatam. Yasmin Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Egam Amalam Yanam. That knowledge, highest knowledge of pure knowledge, spiritual knowledge, is relished by Paramahamsas. Paramahamsam Egam Amalam Yanam Param Giyade. They sing this song. So in Srimad Bhagavatam you will find there is food for everybody. Paramahamsas means who are like Hamsam. Hamsam means swan. The swans. What is the speciality with the swan? If you mix water and milk together, they have a special capacity to suck only the milk from the water, to take only the milk from the water. That's why they're called Hamsam. So, because of this special capacity, that means they can pick up the message, essence from everything. And that capacity Hamsams have got. So, those, these great personalities who have taken to spiritual life and realized the truth, in the middle of all this material creation, they manage to pick up the essence from here and get themselves released from the material world, material existence. Therefore, they are called Paramahamsas. Always. We always say like that, isn't it? Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya. With great personalities, we say like that. Why is it so? Because of this Paramahamsa nature is to pick the important bit from the, when it is mixed with so many other things. Like spiritual knowledge also in this world is not easy to acquire, because in the middle of three modes of material nature, our own prarabdham, vasana, and also the conditioning of the living entity and the jiva, sahangaram, everything has a lot of problems. Because of that, this message in the Bhagavatam is not going in easily. So in the middle of all that, Paramahamsas are able to focus on the message, important message, and able to realize the truth in the midst of all these things. So therefore they are called Paramahamsas. And Srimad Bhagavatam is a Paramahamsa Samhita. It is they who relish the Bhagavatam. They relish the Bhagavatam. So in Bhagavatam you will find it is a literature. Paramahamsas can relish Bhagavatam. And who else can relish Bhagavatam? The lowest in the cadre. Who? The crows. Crows also relish Bhagavatam. Hamsam, Paramahamsas also relish Bhagavatam. Crows also relish Bhagavatam. It is talking about us all, crow-like people. For that is, it is for them that the stories like Ajamila is there in the Bhagavatam. For the crow-like people. Ajamila's history is well known, isn't it? Completely caught up in this life, in this world, and engaged in all kinds of sinful life, sinful activities, and completely forgotten about the goal of life, totally devoid of all kinds of knowledge of the self, completely in a degraded condition, is a crow. So for crows also, there is examples in the Bhagavatam like Ajamila to show to us they also have got some hope. Everybody in this world is not Paramahamsa, I said. Mostly it's crows only. Is it not? So both require spiritual life. Paramahamsas also require spiritual life. Crows also require spiritual life. So for Paramahamsas, there is
in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is certain episode spoken for the benefit of the Paramahamsas. Like Krishna's instructions to Uddhava. And similarly, you will see this part, for bhakti part of it, of the gopis' bhakti. These are all understood by the Paramahamsas. Crows won't understand. Crows will understand Ajamila story and things like that. So personalities like Jadabharata, for example, Rishabhadev, and the Dattatreya Maharshi, whom you find in the Bhagavatam, they are meant for, they are all Paramahamsas, are they not? They are all Paramahamsas, liberated souls. They relish Srimad Bhagavatam as much as the crows enjoys Bhagavatam through the stories of Ajamila story, Ashwatthama story, and things like that. So both are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, is for everybody. If you say Bhagavatam is only for Paramahamsas, there won't be many people to listen to Bhagavatam. Because who has got taste for Paramahamsa stage life, isn't it? So here, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, these two chapters are very, very, very important. Very, very important. And later on, in the 11th canto, Krishna is instructing Uddhava. Of course, that is important. That's all important part only. But these particular two chapters are very, very important. And so let us go through that a little bit. And the great devotees who have studied these two chapters in depth, they have spoken about for years together about the beauty of these two chapters, because there is so much into this, in these chapters. So, but still, we don't have that capacity to talk in the way they have relish these two chapters, but still, if we do not talk about it, gopis will get upset with us, because it's about them. And it is important for them to talk about their bhakti. That is why it's so important. So it also is not proper not to talk about it. So, while talking about Krishna, if you do not talk about the gopis, it's sinful. That's how it is. When you are talking about Krishna, if you don't talk about the gopis, it is sinful. A great devotee has spoken like that. So, in the olden days, when the kings were invited scholars to their assembly to recite from Mahabharatam, Ramayanam, Bhagavatam and all, they used to recite. So, one poet, once he was invited to the court of a king, and he told him, to recite from Bhagavatam a few chapters for his pleasure. Those days the kings spoke Sanskrit, and also the scholars spoke. They all had the access to the books direct. So this person, who was the scholar who was asked to recite Bhagavatam, he recited various chapters from the Srimad Bhagavatam, including Sudama's story, Rasa dance and everything. And actually, that was the part he wanted to hear. The king wanted to hear that. And then the scholar recited these two chapters from the 10th canto. So the king told him, I didn't ask you to recite those two chapters. So the scholar, the reciter who was reciting Bhagavatam, he told him that I have recited everything else, but if I don't recite these two chapters, I will have a curse from the gopis, that I didn't talk about them. I will be cursed by the gopis. This was the answer he gave to them. So at that time, seeing that sincerity in the face of that person who was reading Bhagavatam, the king told him to read those two chapters. So, everywhere, gopis' bhakti, it has a very special
significance, very special significance. So, such an important chapter this is. And we will go through that chapter in a rush, in a few minutes. Because these chapters, Uddhava was called by Krishna. Now, the situation in Mathura is, Ugrasena is ruling the kingdom, Krishna is there, Uddhava is there, Vasudeva and Devaki is there, Krishna is staying with them, Vasudeva and Devaki. The business in Vrindavanam is over, but he has promised that to Nanda Maharaj that very soon that he will come to Vrindavanam to pacify Yashoda Devi, and keeping this in mind, he called Uddhava. Yashoda Devi in Vrindavanam, without saying Krishna, is in great distress at this point. And Krishna mentioned to Uddhava that this is a very special situation, this mission is a very special mission, in the sense that he says to him, if you look at that 46th chapter, in the third verse, Gacchā Uddhava Vrajam Saumya Pitrorno Pritima Vaha Gopina Madhviyogadim Malsandesher Vimochaya. Malsandesher Vimochaya. He says to him that Gopina Madhviyogadim Malsandesher Vimochaya. Gopis are in terrible distress there without seeing me. And simply by your words alone, they may not be satisfied, just by you going and telling them. Therefore, I will give you a message. And read this message out to them. Read it out to them. Saying this, Krishna deputed Uddhava. But the intention was not only to pacify gopis, not only to console the gopis. No. Kim jamushmai paramasukhrade bhaktavaryayadam sam bhaktidregam sakalabhuvane durlabham darshayishyan. Melpatur says this. Kim jamushmai paramasukhrade bhaktavaryayadam sam bhaktidrege sakalabhuvane durlabham darshayishyan. Then Krishna also wanted the gopis, Uddhava, to see this bhakti of gopis. Gopis bhakti, Krishna wanted to teach that to Uddhava. That was also another goal. On the one side, to pacify the gopis. On the other side, to bhaktavaryaya dasam bhakti dregam kim jamushmai paramasuhrade. That his closest friend Uddhava, Krishna's closest friend is Uddhava, bhaktavaryaya damsam bhakti udregam, the topmost among all the devotees, their bhakti, sakala bhuvane durlabham darshayishan. Uddhava himself says this later, I have not seen this bhakti anywhere in the creation like this. Brihaspati's disciple is saying this, bhakti udregam sakala bhuvane durlabham darshayishan. So, Krishna wanted Uddhava to see this bhakti of the gopis. So, and seeing gopis bhakti and to understand that and to recognize that, Krishna knows that only Uddhava had that capacity. Everybody won't understand gopis bhakti. We always said this, that gopis bhakti, you can only stand a long distance and pay your respects to them. If you want to be like that, it is not possible. It's not possible for ordinary people to come to that
level of bhakti. What gopis bhakti? It's a very peculiar bhakti that is in the Bhagavatam. So therefore, he says to him that to even to understand and appreciate gopis bhakti is not possible for ordinary people. Ordinary people. But because Uddhava is such a great devotee, and Krishna knows Uddhava's bhakti, at least Uddhava will be able to see the gopis and able to understand the state of consciousness of the gopis, bhakti state. So that is the reason why Uddhava was specially selected for this, and Krishna had both the intentions to console gopis by sending the message through Uddhava on the one side, on the other side, to giving an opportunity to Uddhava to see the bhakti, gopis bhakti, and to appreciate that. So, that is why it is said like that. So, even if we understand gopis bhakti, nothing is going to happen. Nothing will change in us. We are what we are. We are what we are. What can we do? That's what Krishna has given us. We just have to live with it, isn't it? So, that is why in the first verse itself you will see Vrishninam pravaro mandri Krishnasya daidasaha Shishyo brihaspade sakshal Uddhavo buddhisattamaha. See the first verse in that 46th chapter. Vrishninam pravaro mandri Krishnasya daidasaha Shishyo brihaspade sakshal Uddhavo buddhisattamaha. To understand what is bhakti and to appreciate, you need some buddhi, intelligence, isn't it? And that intelligence, Uddhava, who is the most intelligent person, Krishna is saying there. You will see about Uddhava certain remarks later in the Bhagavatam. Uddhava buddhi sattama, the most intelligent among all the intelligent men. He says, why did they talk about Uddhava all these special words? Vrishninam pravaryo mandri. Krishna Sadaida Sakha, the Mandri from the Rishi family and Krishna's close friend, Brihaspati's disciple and most intelligent Uddhava. The first verse. Purushni Inam Pravaro Mandri, Krishna Sadaida Sakha, Shishyo Brihaspati Sakshal, Uddhava Buddhisattamaha. So, therefore, he says that to show to us that when they see the bhakti of the gopis, to recognize that and to appreciate that, that capacity Uddhava has got it. To show to us that, that is why all those things were spoken about Uddhava in the first verse itself. So Uddhava left with this message what Krishna has given and went to Vrindavanam. By evening hours, late hours, in the evening, twilight time, that is the time when Uddhava's chariot arrived in Vrindavanam. Uddhava's chariot. And it was the same chariot which Krishna was using. Krishna sent a chariot for Uddhava. And which was this chariot? Kamsa's chariot. Kamsa's chariot came through Krishna to Uddhava. Uddhava has come like that. How it will come out later, how it was Kamsa's chariot. Because when this chariot arrived there, it was late, quite late in the evening. And chariot was came and gopis were at home and chariot came and parked in front of Kamsa's house. So Akrura has come in this chariot before. Uddhava knows this chariot Akrura drives. So has he come again? So all that problem will come later in this chapter. So Krishna gave the chariot to Uddhava to come here. And here in Vrindavanam, the gopis, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, all of them are anxiously waiting for Krishna to return. They were thinking, he may come today, he may come tomorrow. Like this, day after day after day, they will be waiting. They are waiting for Krishna to come, isn't it? And in this way, every day was passing through. Yashoda Devi, every day, prepare various food for Krishna when he comes, so that she will have enough time. She won't have time to cook food at that time. So she is preparing every day food and to give it to Krishna. And in the evening, Krishna won't turn up. So she will get very disheartened and give it to others to eat. So,
The same thing was happening with the gopis also. They also knew that Krishna is coming, so they were preparing various food for Krishna, but Krishna never turned up for quite a few days. So, and each of these gopis knew what Krishna likes to eat. They had a special relationship like that. And evening hours they'll wait and they'll get very disappointed in the evening. So this way time was passing, going on. So, when Uddhava arrived there with the chariot, it wasn't difficult for them to know that somebody had come. They thought Krishna had come. So, the chariot came and stood right in front of Nanda Maharaj's house. Nanda Maharaj in Yashoda Devi's house, right in front of that, the chariot came and parked there. So therefore, gopis didn't see the chariot coming. You can see there in the 14th verse, what mentions there? Tamagadam samagamya krishnasya anucharam priyam nanda priya parishojya vasudevadiyarchayan. So when Uddhava's chariot came there, Nanda Maharaj thought Krishna had come. Krishna had come. But when Uddhava got down from the chariot and came closer, that's why he says there, Tama agadam samagamya krishnasya anucharam priyam. Krishnasya anucharam. Krishna's anuchara had come. A suhurt, a friend had come. A very close friend of Krishna had come. And because he was such a close friend, Uddhava, Krishna had such a close friend, Nanda Maharaj was not very disappointed. Because when such a close friend comes, Nanda Maharaj thought, I'm sure that he must have something to tell us. But still, it's not the same, isn't it? Even though he is such a close friend, Uddhava had come, still it's not the same like Krishna had come back. And anyhow, he invited Uddhava inside the house and got inside, washed his feet, and I have a system of receiving a guest in those days. Accordingly, he did everything what has to be done. After that, he took him to Uddhava to a very special place in the house, and after offering him nice prasadam, everything. Some devotees say like this, that after Krishna had left home and gone to Mathura, there was one room which was never opened. That was the room where Krishna used to play with all the different toys what Yashoda Devi and the Maharaj has given them. And all Krishna's toys were kept there in that room, plus the flute which Krishna used to play, and the golden bowl where Krishna used to have his food. Then the drums and other instruments which Krishna used for playing, and plus the various other things which he used for tending the cows, everything in relationship with Krishna. Krishna's old clothes and Krishna's jewelry, everything was stored very nicely in that particular room, very well. Apart from that, remember that mortar to which Krishna was tied in the Damodara Leela, Damodara pastimes, even that mortar was kept in that room, kept in that room. Now, Yashoda Devi once in a way goes there, opens the room and looks at everything and relishes about the memories of Krishna by looking at everything what Krishna has used. At this point in time, the room was closed and Yashoda took a decision, I will only open this room when Krishna comes back. Otherwise, I would not go into that room. She took a decision like that, didn't want to go inside. Today Uddhava had come and Nanda Maharaj opened the room for Uddhava. So there was a bed there when Krishna was a little boy. How he used to jump on top of the bed and play like the children do. And Krishna, Nanda Maharaj asked Krishna to sit on that bed. And Nanda Maharaj says to Uddhava, because you have come from a long distance and walked a long distance, are you feeling pain in your feet? And can I massage your feet? Nanda Maharaj is asking Uddhava. Said, you may ask why? Is that not looking unnatural? Nanda Maharaj is a very old person. Uddhava is a young man. Young means probably 14, 15 years old. How could he massage Uddhava's feet? Nanda Maharaj asked that out of his humility. That is Nanda Maharaj's humility. That culture in Nanda Maharaj. He was asking this. We have to think that he has never massaged Uddhava's feet. That's how we have to think. If we were there, we will say, yeah, you can massage my feet. I have no problem with that. This is us. Not only feet, if you can give me a good massage all over the body, it would be nice, isn't it? But Uddhava also was different. Just out of Nanda Maharaj, out of courtesy, he asked like that to Uddhava, and Uddhava said no. So, in other words, Uddhava is not a person who does not know how to discriminate things. Prime Minister, Brihaspati's disciple, in all ways he has great qualifications, isn't it? Then afterwards, Nanda Maharaj sat next to Uddhava. And Yashoda Devi didn't come to the room, instead sat at the doorstep, on the doorstep. She sat there. And this is that scene, what you are finding there in that 46th chapter. And just remember that scene, how Uddhava is inside on the bed, sitting, Krishna's bed. Nanda Maharaj is sitting there on the floor next to him. And near the doorstep, Yashoda Devi is sitting there. All the tools and toys and everything what Krishna has used, it is Krishna's room. And everything is kept there in that room. You will see there Nanda Maharaj's conversation with Uddhava. Kachidanga Mahabhaga Sakhana Shuranandana Aste Kushalya Vatyadir Yukto Mukta Suhurdvadam. Kachidanga Mahabhaga Sakhana Shuranandana. Uddhava, Nanda Maharaj is asking, Nanda Baba is asking Uddhava. There's nothing else he has got to ask. He has only one thing to ask Uddhava, that's about Krishna. Kachidanga Mahabhaga Sakha na Shura Nandana Aste Kushalya Vatyade Yukto Mukta Suhurdvada. But even though Nanda Maharaj has only one thing to ask Uddhava, that's about Krishna. But straight away if you ask about Krishna, it's not considered to be appropriate. Uddhava had come and Uddhava knew that. Uddhava had come with this, he was sent there by Krishna to deliver this message to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. They all know that. But still, Nanda Maharaj, out of courtesy, decided not to ask about Krishna straight away. Instead, he is asking there that, isn't there? Then, are all the Yadavas okay, living happily in Mathura? There, and then he said to him, Vasudev has struggled a lot in his life, has suffered heavily in life. He had to stay in the prison, then the death of his son, after all the children who died, and in various ways he had experienced a lot of distress. Now, all that distress is over, isn't it? With the death of Kamsa. And are they happy now? Vasudeva and Devaki, are they living happily? So first thing was about them, Nanda Maharaj asked. Kachidanga Mahabhaga Sakhana Shura Nandana Aste Kushalya Patya Adya Yukto Mukta Suhurdvada. And then he says him. Then he said that he should be okay now that Kamsa is dead. Things are normal for him now. He should be okay. And then he asked,
അപിസ്മരതി ന കൃഷ്ണോ മാതരം സുഹൃദസഖീ ഗോപാൻ വ്രജം ചാത്മനാഥം ഗാവോ വൃന്ദാവനം ഗിരിം. ദൻ സേസ് ടു ഉദ്ധവ, ഉദ്ധവ, ഡസ് കൃഷ്ണ തിങ്ക് അബൌട്ട് അസ് എനി ടൈം? എനി ടൈം ഡസ് ഹി തിങ്ക് അബൌട്ട് അസ്? ഫർഗെറ്റ് അബൌട്ട് മീ, നന്ദ മഹാരാജ് സേസ് വിത്ത് എ ലിറ്റിൽ പെയിൻ ഇൻ ദ ഹാർട്ട്. ഹി സേസ് ഫർഗെറ്റ് അബൌട്ട് മീ, ബട്ട് ഡസ് ഹി തിങ്ക് അബൌട്ട് ഹിസ് മദർ ഹൂ ഗേവ് ഹിം മിൽക്ക് and 24 hours looked after him and brought him up here? That's what he's saying here. Abismarati na krishna madharam sukhrdas sakhi gopan vrajam chalpanatham gavo vrindavanam girim. Apart from that, does she think about Yashoda Devi? Forget that also. Does he think about Vrindavanam any time? After all, he played here, isn't it? For 7 days he lifted this Govardhana hill here. Not only that, has he forgotten about all his cows and calves whom he had been looking after, tending them? After saying all these things, Nanda Maharaj could not speak anymore, thinking about Krishna and thinking about those days when Krishna spent the time with them. He choked and couldn't speak. And he stood, sat there quietly without saying one word. You can see. Smaradam. Look at that 21st verse. Smaradam Krishna Viryani Leelapanga Nirikshidam Hasitam Bashitam Changa Sarva Na Shithila Kriyaha Shithila Kriya. So, he says to Uddhava, Uddhava, for a man in this world, certain happiness every man gets here in some form in family life. He gets some kind of happiness in family life. Here, Nanda Maharaj is talking like an ordinary person in this world. But I didn't even have that. I didn't have even that. Nanda Maharaj is saying, why? Because they had no children and they had a son. And then later on, they were told that he is not their son. It is Vasudev's son. And a few years they spent with them, Krishna spent with Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And suddenly after 10, 11 years, he left, saying that I am Vasudev's son. And now we have no children, we are the same as before. So practically, like in the householder life, what one would normally consider as happiness, even that slightest happiness, we didn't have. Nanda Maharaj is saying all these things to Uddhava, an old person, how he is remembering his family life. So, normally in this world, there are two ways of happiness for a householder. Just like if you have a proper facility, comforts at home, proper time bathing, proper time prasadam ready, and proper time able to sleep. These are the necessities of life, isn't it? These are all external happiness in life one gets in this world, isn't it? Then there are happiness that's coming from activities meant for the life after death. One for iham. Iham means iha, here. What you acquire in this life, in this world, iham. Then there is other one, what is called paratriyam. Paratriyam means that happiness for which you are working here, doing good things in this world for the sake of happiness afterwards. Modern philosophy is, the after death, don't worry what happens there. Enjoy everything here. Make maximum exploit here, whatever you can, and get the maximum out of this life, isn't it? What they say, you live only, you have only one life, isn't it? But that is not the way. The conclusion is that you live a life in this world peacefully, but at the same time, do things that are beneficial for the life after death as well. That is paratriyam. So for that purpose, homam, japam, tarpanam, dhanam, various things in the Vedic literature. So happiness coming from that is another happiness. Nanda Maharaj says to Uddhava, we have lost both. We don't have neither of them. then he was, and they were having their prasadam also at the same time. So while having the prasadam, Nanda Maharaj is saying to them, when Krishna was here, all the memories are coming back to Nanda Maharaj. When Krishna was here, when I was taking prasadam, Krishna will come with the bowl and sit next to me. And he'll say to me that I should give the meal to him. I should feed him. I should feed him. And that was the day when he got upset with Yashoda Devi, when she bound him to the mortar. After that incident, for a few days, Krishna deliberately ignored Yashoda and showed his unhappiness to her by wanting to eat with Nanda Maharaj, not with Yashoda anymore. And previously, Yashoda Devi used to feed Krishna. But now, Uddhava is saying to Nanda Maharaj, you should feed me, not Yashoda. And Nanda Maharaj is remembering all that, what happened at that time. And when Krishna left and gone away to Mathura, when Nanda Maharaj had to take prasadam, he will sit there in front of the plate, with everything served well. Yashoda Devi has given everything. But afterwards, Nanda Maharaj won't eat happily. He was feeling the absence, Krishna's absence so strongly, he will eat something and then get up, wash his hands and go away from there. Then Nanda Maharaj is saying to Uddhava, better not to talk about all that. And then he will go to his temple room, whatever he has, he will sit there thinking about Krishna. That was his life after Krishna had left. So that time, when he sits in the temple room, Nanda Maharaj was saying, remembering what used to happen in the temple room. While he was worshipping the deity, Nanda Maharaj is worshipping the deity, Krishna used to come into the temple room and put his hands on the shoulders, Nanda Maharaj's shoulders, and says to Nanda Maharaj that you become the elephant and I want to sit on top of you. And Nanda Maharaj had to play the role of elephant, carrying Krishna on his back. So while taking prasadam, Krishna will spend the time with Nanda Maharaj. While doing the deity worship also, Krishna used to spend the time with Nanda Maharaj. So at that time, while doing the deity worship, Nanda Maharaj used to stop the deity worship and go with Krishna on top of him like an elephant carrying him. You will see in that 21st verse, Smaradam Krishna Viryani Leela Panganirikshidam Hasidam Bhashidam Changa Sarvana Shithilakriyaham. Smaradam Krishna Viryani Leela Panganirikshidam Hasidam Bhashidam Changa Sarvana Shithilakriyaham. Sarvana Shithilakriya is saying that I cannot forget all those days, how I spent the time with Krishna, Uddhava. And when I have kept fruits prepared properly to make the offering to the deity, Krishna comes and says to me, your deity doesn't eat anything. Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj, your deity doesn't eat anything. I am a deity who eats everything and used to take all of it, and the very best fruits what Nanda Maharaj has acquired for offering to the deity, he used to take it and eat it, he said. So, after this he says, after Krishna has eaten everything, Nanda Maharaj used to call Yashoda Devi again and tell her to bring fresh fruits so that it can be offered to the deity whom he was worshipping. Why all these things are spoken in the Bhagavatam in this way is that, why is this being specifically spoken in the Bhagavatam? That these things, one should be able to convert that and translate that into one's own life. In our family also, who have got small children,
if one is able to see their own children as Krishna's expansions in that way, then the home becomes Vaikuntham. Home becomes Vaikuntham. That only problem we have is that we are not able to see in the same way, like Nanda Maharaj was experiencing with Krishna at home. But even to a little bit, to see the presence of them. In fact, this is why in Srimad Bhagavatam, while talking about these family relationships, it is specifically mentions there that Sarva Bhuta Suhrit Shando, that to come initially, this realization of recognizing Krishna's presence in other living entities begins with one's own family. If one does not see Krishna's presence in the living entities who are with you all the time, where is the possibility of seeing Krishna elsewhere, outside? That will not happen. So that is why those living entities who are with you at home, like the family members, other animals like cows or cats or dogs or whatever it is, we all of them, many of them have, are with us, but we are unable to connect Krishna with them. So these particular activities, you can see here, through the childhood pastimes, Krishna has taught us that they are also a part of the family in that way. Krishna's relationship with the monkeys, with the cats, with the calves, with the cows, everything is showing to us that. So, Nanda Maharaj is saying here that I can't even forget anything, because as soon as I close my eyes, immediately my memory goes to Krishna. He says here, Sarvana Shithila Kriya. Sarvana Shithila Kriya. He says like that. And Nanda Maharaj says, I don't have a life in this world, I have no life hereafter either. So it was at that time, we'll have to look at Yashoda, what's happening to her, which we'll discuss after a few minutes. Cheto darpanam arjanam vaumaha davagni nirvapanam shreyakaidava chandriya vidaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pradipada purnam radaswadanam sarvatna sabanam param vijayade shri krishna sankirtanam nanamakari bahuda nija sarva shakti trarpida nimida smaranena kala edadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva midrishamiha jani nanuragaha tranara vishuni jena tanorabi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari nathanam majanam nasundarim kavidam va jagadisha kamaye nama janmani janmani shari mavadad bhakti rahai tunitvai ai nandatanu jagankaram patitamam shari bhavam budau kripaya tava pada pangajasti daduli sadrisham vichindaya nayanam galadashrudharaya vadanam gadgadaruddhaya gira pulakayar nichidam kalavabu tavannama grahane bhavishyati yugayidam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayidam shunyayidam jagal sarvam govinda virahe name ashleshyava padaradam pinashtumam adarshanam marmahadam karyotuva yathadadava vidadadulam vado Malprana Natha Sunayevana Parya. Uddhava is sitting on Krishna's bed. Nanda Maharaj is sitting next to him. And Yashoda Devi is sitting at the doorstep. Nanda Maharaj spoke a few words to Uddhava, remembering what happened while Krishna was with them. And finally he said, Asidam Vashidam Janga Sarvana Shithila Kriya. My whole world has been shattered. Sarvana Shithila Kriya. When Krishna was there, we had
a life in this world. Why? Because of Krishna's presence in the house. His smile, his conversation with Yashoda and Devaki, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, and his activities with the other gopis and cowherd boys. The life was very active and there was a lot of things going on in the house. Krishna has gone now, it has become a burial ground. There is nothing happening here. For me, Krishna says here, Suryadam Krishna Viryani Leela Banga Nirikshidam Hasidam Bhashidam Changa Sarvana Shithila Kriyam Hasidam Bhashidam Changa. That Krishna's way he smiled, way he spoke, and you know that life, what Krishna had in Vrindavanam with the cowherd boys and the calves and the all the animals, the birds, and all the gopis, cowherd men, all of them, they were all a part of Krishna's life, were they not? He was not never alone, always with everybody. That involvement in everything. Hasidam Bhashidam Changa Sarvana Shithila Kriya. Now that whole world has fallen apart. Sarvana Shithila Kriya. Nanda Maharaj said like this and stayed quiet. Didn't say anything further after that. That is one scene. Let's go to Yashoda Devi. What's her situation? You will see there. 28. Yashoda Varnyamanani Putrasya Jaridani Cha Shrunnunda Shrunyava Srakshil Sneha Snuta Bayodharaham. Yashoda Varnyamanani Putrasya Jaridani Cha Shrunyanda Shrunyava Srakshil Sneha Snuta Bayodharaham. That when Nanda Maharaj and Uddhava was talking about her darling child, that Yashoda could not check herself. Tears started coming from Yashoda's eyes. But Yashoda could not speak one word. She couldn't. She choked with the emotions. She couldn't say one word. But actually, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi deliberately did not expand on that. Because what happened with Yashoda, if you have to speak about that, if you read in the Garga Bhagavatam and other Brahmanda Puranam and Brahma Vaivartham and all that, what Yashoda went through at that time, it will require another Bhagavatam to speak about that, Yashoda's emotions about Krishna. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shuka Brahmarshi deliberately avoided that because he knows that if Shuka Brahmarshi could not speak about Yashoda's condition of her heart, what she felt at that time. So, it will appear if you read the book that deliberately Shuka Brahmarshi did not want to say about it very much and moved on to the next topic straight away. Yashoda, and it is quite unusual, but in a particular situation, that's all he could do. He couldn't do anything. You have to always remember, Srimad Bhagavatam is saram, saram, samudradam. It is only the essence in the Bhagavatam. Details are not in the Bhagavatam. Only the essence. If you remember, when Bhagavatam was written in the beginning, what did they say about Bhagavatam? Saram, saram, samudradam. Everything only saram. Essence is, that's what you will find in the Bhagavatam. Not everything. Everything you won't find, details are not in the Bhagavatam. That is why you will see in the first canto itself that you will mention there that saram saram samudradam. That while Bhagavatam is like that. Bhagavatam is like that. It's in the third chapter, I think, somewhere mentioned there. While talking about Bhagavatam itself, it is like that. Sara, yeah. If you look into the third chapter, verse 42. You must remember this verse always. That don't look for details in the Bhagavatam. It's not there. Sarva vede dihasanam saram saram samudradam samtu samshravaya maasa maharajam parikshitam. Whatever Shuka Brahmarshi spoke to Parikshit and whatever I have heard at that time, this whole Bhagavatam what you are reading now is what Sudha Goswami heard at that day and what he remembered
And Suda Goswami himself is saying this, Sarva Vede Dihasanam Saram Saram Samudradam.
Srimad Bhagavatam is only the Saram Saram, only the essence of all the Vedas, all the Puranas, Itihasas, everything.
Sarva Vede Dihasanam Saram Saram Samudradam. Only Saram or essence is spoken here. Samtu Satu Sashravaya Masa Maharajam Parikshitam.
And because there was the time limitation of 7 days for Parikshit, isn't it? Arjuna's limitation was, it was in the battlefield. That was the limitation. And our limitation? Arjuna's limitation was, he had only time to, few hours in the battlefield to hear Bhagavad Gita. Parikshit's limitation was, he had only 7 days to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So, based on that time available, it was spoken for that particular reasons. And therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarva Vede Dihasanam, everything is there, what is to be spoken in the about spiritual life, everything is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But only what is essential to know.
Saram Saram Samudradam Sadhu Samshravaya Masa Maharajam Parikshitam.
Parikshit Maharaj heard this, and he realized the truth. He realized the truth. So, whenever we read Bhagavatam, you always have to remember this, that it is only the essence that is put in the Bhagavatam. Essence that is put in the Bhagavatam. But people like Parikshit, like Uddhava, like Arjuna, they had the good fortune from hearing from Krishna and also from Shukha Brahmarshi. They are of a different level altogether. And if we think also only essence will do for us, it is not enough. It won't be sufficient. We are people more busy than Parikshit and Arjuna, aren't we? Arjuna and Parikshit were not that busy. But we are more busy than them. So therefore, very little goes inside, and it has its effect also on us. On us. And same thing has to be repeated so many times before it clicks inside what it is all about, spiritual life, all about, isn't it? So that is our problem. That is why many, many years you can chant the holy name, you can do so many things. Yes, that is good. To chant the holy name is good. But at the same time, if you really have to understand what Krishna is saying to us, or Shukha Brahmarshi is saying to us, you do need to give time for that. There is no other way. There is no shortcut in all these things. That is up to you, how much dedicated you are to capture the message inside. And if it is not going in, you got to ask the question, why it is not happening? Why it's not happening? You have to ask the question. I'll come to that later when we discuss 11th canto after the 10th canto. When we discuss 11th canto and the end of 11th canto, one whole chapter, Krishna has spoken to Uddhava as a conclusion to Bhagavatam, the 28th chapter. We'll discuss that again in little depth. At that time you will understand why it is so difficult to get this message inside. Why it is so difficult to get this message inside. You are hearing, you are probably, you have not understood the gravity of the whole message. Probably that is what it is. If you have understood the gravity of the message, then you will not be able to leave it behind. It is so difficult. And Krishna, in his unusual style, the way he spoke to Uddhava about it, and the way Uddhava took it for our benefit, because it was not possible. After all, Krishna has given Ekadasha Skandam to this world at the time of leaving this world. And that too specifically from Uddhava's request, he has spoken. And the whole topic is covered in 29-30 chapters in the 11th canto. What he had to say to this world, which is, even as Prabhupada has written also, is a higher knowledge that is even in the Bhagavad Gita. And when we have not even understood Bhagavad Gita properly, what possibility is there to understand Ekadasha Skandam? We have to ask that question to ourselves. Even when we have not even understood Bhagavad Gita properly, what possibility is there we are going to understand or experience that knowledge of the Ekadasha Skandam, which is too higher for our level of understanding. The only answer to all these problems is, you have to give out time. You have to give time.
Without giving time, it is not going to happen. Many things, and I also know from experience, that what we have spoken many, many times before, it is still not there in your thoughts. It's gone. It's gone. I'm giving an example that when sannyasashramam, when we spoke about that, how the sannyasam was, a ashramam came into existence. It is only in the Vedic philosophy varnashrama dharma may exist. In all other world philosophies, there is no varnashrama dharma. Everybody together. Is it not? Why is that? In Vedic philosophy alone, they have decided to classify us into four groups. Brahmachari, Grahastham, Vanaprastham, Sannyasam, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Why did they do that? And how did they do that? We talked about it before in relationship with sannyasam before. I do not know how many of you remember that now, what I have spoken. And if you do remember, I would say that you have got it. But if you don't remember, I know the problem that it hasn't gone in. That's all I can say. That is why we took so much time to talk about Ekadasa Skandham for this reason. Because as I said before, very easily things can be misunderstood. For example, general concept about sannyasam is, he has taken sannyasam, we say. They put him in front of a fire, they offered some ghee and banana and rice, everything into the fire, gave him a danda, here is sannyasa dress for you, and gave him some saffron clothes, a dhoti and a kurta, and an upper cloth for him to tie around his neck. And from now on you are a sannyasi. Everybody, he's a sannyasi now. This is the most gross understanding of sannyasam. It can't be more gross than this. Sannyasam is an ashram. If you look at what Krishna has spoken about it, sannyasa ashram, and what Srinarada Maharshi has spoken about sannyasa ashram in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 7th canto, and if you understand the spirit behind that ashram, how it came into existence, all these things, we have spoken about that before. How much is in our head still? How much is staying there? I'm sure most of you have forgotten, but if you do remember what I have spoken at that time about sannyasam, then I should say that something is going in. Otherwise it's not. It's not. Because these things are too subtle. You won't find that in the book. Unless you hear from people who have that understanding, who had gone into that depth to understand what sannyasam means. Because it's easy to misunderstand things. We are attracted by namarupam, isn't it? Name and form attracts us very easily. If somebody comes with saffron clothes and saffron dresses and danda in the hand, this great sannyasi had come. All you have to do is to change your dress and change your name. You make it as a Saraswati or some Bharati or Puri or something. There are various sannyasa names mentioned there. So change your name to one of them, change your dress and change your danda. He's a sannyasi for us from next day onwards. That is institutional sannyasam. That is institutional sannyasam. That is not Krishna sannyasam spoken about in the Bhagavatam. That is alright. If the institution needs that, fine, fair enough. But that won't do the problem. That won't solve the problem. Problem is, right to understand, when do you find this in the Bhagavatam? When Krishna says to Uddhava, Tundu sarvam parityajya sneham svajana bandushu maya veshyamana samyak samadrik vijarasvagam. When Krishna said these words to Uddhava, what did Uddhava say? Are you not telling me about sannyasam? To that question to come from Uddhava in that way shows that Uddhava had the perfect understanding of what sannyasam means. That verse is nothing but sannyasam it is. Tundu sarvam parityajya sneham svajana bandushu maya veshyamana samyak samadrik vijaraswagam. How many sannyasis understand that verse? If you ask about that. So this is the world we live in. We have to come to terms with these things. So if you want to understand Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, you got to give time for that. Again and again, if you have not got it, no, it has not clicked properly inside. Sometimes we hear so much, few hours you are hearing constantly. But everything may not remain there. It may not have gone in.
or you may not have noticed the importance of that. So in Ekadasham, when we spoke about sannyasam. Important, what does sannyasam mean? So if you go back and listen to that, then you will know what I am saying now. Whatever it may be. So Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, here, that's why I came back to that, is that in Bhagavatam about sannyasam, few verses here and there. But the people who created sannyasam, they know what they are talking about. That you won't find in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam just touches and goes everything. That's why it's mentioned, saram, saram, samudradam. Everything is only the essence, nothing more. Saram, saram, samudradam. Then where are the details? If you want to know more about it, you got to go back to the Ramayanam, Mahabharatam, Upanishads, and other Puranas. Everything has to support you to get that deeper understanding of that. So that is why this is dear to Paramahamsas, because those who are in that state, they relish this. Here you can see Shuka Brahmarshi, Yashoda Varnyamanani, Putrasya Jarida Anija, Shrunanda Shrunyava Srakshil, Snehasnuda Payodhara. Snehasnuda Payodhara. So Yashoda Devi's condition was not spoken in detail. Either Shuka Brahmarshi could not talk about it. Heartbreaking situation for Yashoda. Krishna hasn't come back. Instead, send Uddhava here. And Nanda Maharaj and Uddhava has been for Yashoda Devi. After Yashoda had Krishna at the age of 40, she was 40 years old, and they were under the impression that they never going to have children. And then Krishna came in their life, and for Yashoda it was everything. Her life, whole life, was centered around Krishna for 12 years, and then Krishna is gone. Now her life is completely empty again. So it is keeping all these things in the background that you will get an impression when you read this Bhagavatam here. In one verse to cover this whole thing, Yashoda's feelings in this way, it will appear as though, just like Anjaneya Swami jumped over the ocean to the other side, it looks like that Sri Shuka Brahmarshi has just jumped over Yashoda in that way, not talking about her at all, very much. Yashoda, Varnyamanani, Putrasya, Charidanicha, Shrunanda, Shrunyavasrakshir, Snehasnuda, Payodhara. In a very few words, Shuka Brahmarshi had said what he wanted to say, and then moved on to the next subject. Yashoda is not saying anything. Yashoda is not saying anything, keeping quiet. But let's look at Yashoda's situations there. Continuously tears are coming from her eyes. Because this Uddhava's visit has brought all the memories back to her about Krishna. So attached was Yashoda to Krishna. You remember all the childhood pastimes and Yashoda's life together with Krishna. You can imagine what such a personality, Yashoda Devi, her love for Krishna. But whatever it may be, that what is going through Yashoda's mind at this moment? Yashoda is saying, maybe Krishna is upset with me. That's why he didn't come. Why? I tied him to the mortar that day. He has not forgotten that. My nature, being a woman, and not very thoughtful, not very intelligent. Sometimes I've shown my that female nature. Sometimes to get upset like that. And I might have upset him many times when he was here. Is that why he is not coming and not seeing me? Mother's thoughts goes in that way. She is thinking about Krishna like that. Is that the reason why he is not coming to see me? Yashoda is thinking like this. So, has anything happened between Krishna and Yashoda like this before? Some devotee says, in one instance it has happened, that we know it's recorded there in the Bhagavatam and other places also. But there were many, many instances like this. That in this instance, Krishna broke the pot, isn't it, while churning the butter. And Yashoda Devi took the stick in the hand. And held both Krishna's hands together, like this. Little boy, isn't it? 4 or 5 years old, not even that. So, when Yashoda Devi asked the question to Krishna, why have you done this? Krishna stood there and tears were coming from Krishna's eyes, is it not? So Krishna says to Yashoda, I will never do this again. Because Krishna felt that Yashoda is going to beat him. She was going to beat him. And who remembered this? Kunti Devi remembered this. You remember? If you look into the Kunti Stuti, you will find there. And in many other instances also, you will find the same thing. Kunti Devi came to see Krishna. It has never gone away from Kunti Devi's mind. She says there that, Kunti Devi says there, that there is one particular verse where he says, 31, in chapter 8. Gopyadade tvai kridagasimama dhamatavad yate desha ashru kalilanjana sambhramaksham vaktram miniya bhaya bhavanaya stitasya samam vimohayadi bhirabiyan bibhedi. He says, Gopyadade tvai kridagasi dhamatavad. When Krishna Yashoda Devi tied Krishna to the mortar and kept him standing there, that was the first visit of Kunti Devi to see Krishna. Father, sister, isn't it? Came to see the child. Kunti Devi came to see the child. Vasudeva's sister is Kunti Devi. So, Gopyadade toi kridagasi dhamatava. And Krishna is upset that day because Yashoda has tried him into the mortar. And a little child, imagine that, 3-4 years old, tears are coming from the eyes. There is frustration, there is anger, there is a whole sadness in the face. Altogether a mixture of everything, all kinds of emotions inside. Anger towards Yashoda for what she has done. And feeling guilty also for breaking the pot by beating it, breaking into pieces. And all that Yashoda's effort in the morning gone into waste, because everything was freely distributed. All the butter and milk, everything was given to all the monkeys and the cats who had come there, and free food for life distribution happened that morning there. And so Krishna is feeling everything. So you can imagine simultaneously all different emotions inside. And Krishna is standing there in this. And Krishna is saying, is this the only day Kunti Devi wanted to see me? I'm standing like this, in this condition, tied into this mortar. Not in a very nice situation. Crying also. And Kunti Devi comes. And Kunti Devi says, Yade dasha ashru kalila anjana sambramaksham. When Kunti Devi looked at Krishna, what did she see? She saw dasha ashru. All tears are coming. Kalil anjana sambramaksham. All the kajal that is put in the mascara, what is in the eye, that's all because of the tears. It has spread all over the face. Face is completely covered with that black mascara that has been mixed with the tears, and it has spread all over. And he is looking everywhere in a very suspicious of everybody. Who is going to do what next? Vaktram miniya bhayabhavanaya stitasya. Very frightened also. Krishna is standing there, bhayabhavanaya stitasya. He is situated in a frightened mood. Will Yashoda beat me? Is she going to beat me? She has tied me down. Because if she goes back and see what I have done there, she hasn't seen the whole scene yet. She chased Krishna after him and caught him and tied him into the mortar. Now she would go back into the kitchen and see what I have done there. So when she sees that, she will get really angry with me because I have spoiled her whole work in the morning. She has been sitting there and churning this. You know, it was not, she was doing to the mixie. She had this huge pot and they had that, the churning rod with which they have to do. It's a lot of effort for the women to do that. Hours and hours it takes to get the butter out of that. So she has spent a lot of time doing all that. And Krishna has gone, smashed the whole thing, taken all the butter, put it in a small bowl and brought it. and distributed everything. And Yashoda knew that Krishna has run away from there with the butter. So chasing Krishna, Yashoda has gone after him. Now Krishna's point is that if she goes back to the kitchen where he was churning the butter and sees that the whole pot is also all in pieces, milk is everywhere, so cleaning up the whole place, all the ground is full of milk and butter and cheese lying everywhere, and she on that particular day she got up very early, because that is the particular day Nanda Maharaj just gone away, he was not at home. So Yashoda thought that if I get up early, I can finish all my household work and be ready to look after Krishna when he wakes up. To that extent, Yashoda had planned her day. Our man has gone and spoiled the whole day. And so now Yashoda is going to see in the kitchen what happened, and if she comes back, she's not going to just let me go like this. So he's been tied to the mortar, and am I going to get punished? This fear inside Krishna. He has to play this role, isn't it? Krishna's problem is, when he is here, he has to play this little boy's role. Yes, he always has to remind Balaram, don't forget that we are human beings now. So we have to act in this way. So Yashoda doesn't know any of these things. Yashoda thinks he is my son. I have to look after him. I have to punish him because he is very naughty. So I have to do all these things. So vaktram miniya bhaya bhavanaya astidasya samam vimohayadi bhiraviyad bibhedi. And when I look at that, how does Kunti Devi felt? Kunti Devi is feeling, it is completely, I am feeling affected by that. That look of Krishna standing there, tied to the mortar, with fear inside and crying also at the same time. On one side he is very fearful, and the other side he is crying, why my mother has done like this to me. So all these things, he is going right there. It is at that time, a devotee says like this. So, when Yashoda was chastising Krishna, asking Krishna, will you do this again? He says, at that time, the way Krishna stood there, looking at Yashoda, that, what did Krishna say at that time? I will never do this again. Krishna is giving a guarantee to Yashoda Devi. Thinking all these things Yashoda is thinking at this time, and tears are flowing from her eyes. Uddhava saw that from the bed. Uddhava saw that. So, towards Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, a common reply to both, Uddhava spoke at that time. Both, because Nanda Maharaj became very emotional, Yashoda Devi also became very emotional. So, pacifying both of them together, Uddhava spoke a famous verse, which is verse 30. Look at verse 30. Uddhava uvacha yuvam shvanghyadamau nunam dehinam ihamanada narayane akhila guru yalkrita madhiri drishim. Yuvam shvanghyadamau nunam dehinam ihamanada narayane akhila guru yalkrita madhiri drishim. He says to them, Uddhava says to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, my dear Nanda Baba and Yashoda Devi, that the opportunity I have got to see you both, it is my good fortune. Why? I have heard about bhakti, Krishna bhakti, previously. I have studied that from, I have learned it from Brihaspati. My teacher has taught me what Krishna bhakti is. But this is the first time in my life I was able to see that bhakti in somebody. In the way, I have heard about bhakti, what bhakti means. From Brihaspati has taught me about that. For the first time in my life, I have seen what is bhakti. That is what he is saying here. That, yuvam shvanghyadamau nunam dehinam ihamanada narayane akhila gurau yalkrita madhiri drishi etau hi vishwasija bijayoni ramo mukundo purusha pradhanam anviya bhudeshu vilakshanasya jnanasya cheshadayimau puranau yasmin jana pranaviyoga kale kshanam samaveshyamano vishuddham nirhritya karmashayam ashuyadi parangadim brahmamayor kavarnaha. There's a few verses from Uddhava. Tasmin bhavanda vakilal mahedo narayane karanamartyamurtam bhavam vidatham nidaram mahalman kimba vashishtam yuvayo sukratyam. So here you can see that what Uddhava has spoken is that actually answering Nanda Maharaj's questions. It is not that way it has been spoken, the verses. That Nanda Maharaj said, my life is finished in this world and I have no life to look forward to in the next world. That is Nanda Maharaj said. Iham param. Iham utram and also life after death. Either side, I have nothing to look forward to. This is what Nanda Maharaj has said, isn't it? But what does Uddhava say to them? Uddhava's answer is not to that question. What he is saying to them is that Narayana, see, Uddhava's answer is, if you look into the 47th chapter, Uddhava's answer is on a higher plane. He is answering that. Not answering to the emotions of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Instead, what did he say? Look at that verse, 24, 47. Danam vradatamohomai japaswadhyaya samyamai shrayobhi vividaishanyi krishne bhaktirhi sadhyade. That's the answer for that. Danam vradatamohomam japaswadhyaya samyamai shreyobhi vividaishanyi krishne bhaktirhi sadhyade. That many, many lifetimes, one who has performed charity, dhanam, vratam, austerities and penances, homam, fire sacrifices, japam, chanting the holy name, all these things, if you have performed several lifetimes, the result of all that is this, what you have got now. That's what he's saying. Dhanam vratatamohomai japaswadhyaya samyamehi shreyobhi vivide chanye krishne bhaktir hi sadhyade. To beg Krishna bhakti is not easy. To develop Krishna consciousness, to get that Krishna bhakti, a person must have performed several lifetimes charity, austerities and penances, chanting the holy name, studying the shastram, swadhyayam, vivide chanye, and many other things. Only then krishne bhaktir hi sadhyade. Only then bhakti will develop in the heart of a person. That is the answer from Uddhava. Uddhava is explaining how bhakti will develop in a heart. For several lifetimes, one who has performed many of these things for many, many lifetimes, and that bhakti when it comes, that is what I am seeing in you both. Who? Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So you can imagine, to become like Krishna's father and mother, and they are not ordinary people, are they? Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they are not ordinary people. How many lifetimes they must have served Krishna to develop that attachment for Krishna that they were given this position of Krishna's foster parents, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So that is what Uddhava is saying here, that you are saying to us, Uddhava says to them, that you are telling me that you are unable to forget Krishna. Isn't it? In the 46th chapter. Remember? In the verse 30. He said, you are finding it difficult. Yuvam shlangyadamo nunam dehinam iham anada narayane akhila guru yal krita madhiri drishi. You are finding it difficult to take your mind off Krishna. You are finding it difficult to take mind off Krishna. What is it showing? What does it all these things showing? this is actually what is known as Vatsalya Bhakti. Vatsalya. That attachment to Krishna as their son. And that attachment what Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda had for Krishna. This is the Vatsalya Bhakti. You remember we studied, we have understood all the theory, isn't it? Shandam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Vatsalyam, Madhuryam. So Vatsalyam is the parental relationship to the child. So, this Vatsalya Bhakti and That is shown here in these verses. And after this next thing, what they are showing to show now is Madhurya Bhakti. So both Valsalyam and Madhuryam, both you will find in these two chapters. Valsalya Bhakti is what Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda had towards Krishna. Now after this, they are going to show the Madhurya Bhakti later. So normally, for a mother and father, there are many examples. They will have their affection for their children, isn't it? You can give examples for that, but still, it is difficult to explain that in detail. What they will do normally that, in Shastram when they say that somebody's face, he's got a lotus face, we say. So, by saying that somebody has a lotus face, you shouldn't think that his face is a circle like moon. That's not what it means. Often we think, everywhere in the Bhagavatam you'll find lotus feet, lotus face, and lotus hands, isn't it? So people, devotees are thinking, lotus face, that means his face is like a circle like the moon, full moon. Does it look like that? How does that compare with the face, isn't it? Or if you say somebody's feet is lotus feet, is it looks like a lotus flower, the feet? All kinds of questions. We don't ask these questions, we keep it ourselves. Because if you ask, then you'll be exposing yourself to more things. So better we keep quiet, we don't say anything, isn't it? So similarly, this Vatsalya Bhakti also, we give that name, and we start thinking that if parents show their attachment to the children in that way, it is complete. That's what we think Valsalya Bhakti means, isn't it? So, but that is not what it is, Valsalya Bhakti means. You won't be able to compare that to our understanding of our Valsalya Bhakti, what we have understood about that. So, an example is like this. A mother loves her child. She loves the child, not that she wants her son that she should grow up and make a lot of money or get a big job or whatever, and then he should make a lot of money and give it to me. And mother is not thinking like that when she is showing her affection to the child. She's not thinking like that. Even if a child, a son, is not very competent or capable, not very able, still the mother will have all the affection for the child. That is the universal principle, isn't it? So practically you can see that in a mother's relationship with the child, there is no expectation of results in that. It's not out of expecting something she loves her child. She loves her child. So, similar way, if a similar love develops towards Krishna, the nature of that love is what is shown here. Without expectation of anything from Krishna, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda is feeling an excessive attachment towards Krishna. That is the difference. We couldn't say like that for us with Krishna, could we? We haven't got that relationship with Krishna. But here, what is important is that the nature of that love is this, that just like the mother, whether he's a good child, bad child, whether he's a very capable child or very dull child, intelligent child or beautiful child or ugly child, doesn't matter. Whatever it may be, for a mother, the child is still a child. Her child it is. And there is not much of a personal interest there, or expectation of anything from the child, but without any expectations, the mother simply loves the child. Similarly, here what you find is, in this relationship with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda towards Krishna was like that. That and the nature was like that, and that is that Valsalya Bhakti. So, till morning they were talking. Uddhava arrived in the evening. Uddhava arrived in the evening and they were talking to Nanda Maharaj, and in this way the time went and it was the morning. If you look at the verse, chapter 44 in 46, how time went. Evam 44. Evam nishasa bruvadorvyadida nandasya krishnanacharasya rajan gopya samuthaya nirupya deepan vastun samabhyarcha dadinyamandhan. Evam nishasa bruvadorvyadida nandasya krishnanacharasya rajan gopya samuthaya nirupya deepan vastun samabhyarcha dadinyamandhan. Vastun samabhyarcha dadinyamandhan. Then it is morning has come early in the morning. Even by now Nanda Maharaj and Uddhava has not finished the conversation. Nanda Maharaj has not slept the whole night. Uddhava also hasn't slept. The night is over and it is more or less morning hours. They have to bathe in the morning. So Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj and Uddhava decided to go and bathe in the river, in Kalini River. And Nanda Maharaj went with Uddhava. So Uddhava and Nanda Maharaj has gone to the Kalini River to bathe, and we will discuss what happened when they came back from the river tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.